next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm not even going to scream it. Good morning, everybody. How are you? It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. It's Friday. Let's get this thing over with. Start doing whatever it is we're supposed to do this weekend and do it right. As we get started, I don't know if you guys
big
saw
weekend.
It. Did you say, oh, okay, I can't wait. I'm going to a fight. I get to go see a fight. Not in Gilbert, where you'd think the fights always are.
Ooh. Yeah. The gang's out there.
I congratulations to the Gilbert Goons. Evidently, they got their city charter, and they're official now. That's great. Good work.
Time to move, Brady. Yeah. You got gangs.
You
got
to get out of there, man. It's a gang-infested mess.
How do you know I'm not a member?
It's a good point. Ah, Brady's possibly one of them.
He's part of the burnt ends.
Exactly. I'm going to go ahead. The Gilbert Goons have been designated as an official gang, a street gang now in Gilbert, which, again, exactly what they would want if they were a real thing. They would be like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. We got street cred where now we actually are intimidating and scary to the point of being, you know, criminal just for being involved. Street cred. Way to go. Smart. Way to go. Way to give Trevor and Braden and Hayden all that power through that, because now they're cool. Now there's kids who wouldn't have done it before. Like, oh, my God, that's so cool. What a way to rebel, because that's what teenagers do. Second, if I'm the Gilbert Goons and you're worried about that, change your name, because they didn't say anything about street gangs. They just said the Gilbert Goons. So be the happy positivity gang, and there's nothing you can do about it.
On top of that, it's like, what? It's not like they're card-carrying members and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I wasn't associated with them. I don't know. I'm just
friends
with
those guys. I think it has something to do with basically the arrest. They can now classify it. I don't know.
Change a different rule.
It's so weird.
Change a different rule. Just basically say if it's found that there was gang-like activity in your crime, we can charge you with gang affiliation. Doesn't have to be, you know, well, let me see. Are you a member of the gang? They gave them a charter status. It's like a religion getting, you know, tax-free. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And just let it go, Gilbert. Let it go.
Well, it's not.
Charge those kids who did the crime with extra stuff. Stack it on.
Let the police do their work.
Right. And just stop with the whole we had to add it. And I know what people will email from Gilbert. And I don't like anyone in Gilbert anymore. Sorry, Brady, who's involved in this.
I can tell you this. I don't think it's Gilbert.
It is Gilbert. It's always in the news. Gilbert
does.
It's two
reporters from that combed through. I heard something yesterday. They combed through 2 years of videos of, you know, fights. And they passed. They could have. They identified 95 people that could have been arrested. I'm like, well, why don't you comb through every video of high school fights around there?
Forever. Here's another thing. Sorry about that, black guys. You've been trying to get recognition in gangs for years, and once again, the white kids step up and they get their charter first. They're an official club before you. It's just not fair.
Maybe I should jump on the merchandise.
You should probably. Yeah, my kid's a goon. Yeah, a little PR move for the Gilbert Goons. First off, your name is stupid. Second, you know, just change it and commit crimes, and they can't. Well, they weren't a member of the Gilbert Goons. No, no. You understand. I'm a member of the Gilbert B Positive. Oh, that's, yeah, we are a four-piece, you know, traveling a cappella group and also criminals. We're the B Positive. Unless, of course, you got HIV, then don't be positive. Baby. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and they're making a big deal like they accomplished something. And, yeah, probably they're going to try to tack on extra charges to the kids who committed that terrible crime back in October. But I think there are pretty good penalties for murder or being associated with it. So I'm really not sure that the extra year or two for having been in a gang is going to do much.
Well, they're a hybrid gang, too.
Hybrid,
they're not technically a full-fledged gang. I mean,
it's what do they do that in fraternities when you're not really a member, but you're going to be? You're a pledge. They're pledging for charter for the city. So they're hybrid gang right now. But hopefully, fingers crossed, they get in. And the other thing,
we had a name when we were pledges, We're called Weasels.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a gang name in Gilbert.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Braden, Hayden, Caden, Trevor, Travis, Skyler. Congratulations, kids. You're a gang now. Oh, you scary gangs.
Talon, your name is Flounder.
Oh, my God. I'm in a gang. This is awesome, bruh. Let's go to Starbucks and plan our next gang violence move. God, I hate you, Gilbert. You're so self-absorbed.
I'm going to do a shirt that says Gilbert Goons President. My picture, I don't say pop-pop.
Pop-pop of the goons. Yeah, OG.
Yeah.
I was a goon way before you kids were even spots in your dad's pants. I've been gooning for years, man. Brett, you were a Gilbert Tiger.
Yeah.
Talk
he was
to Brett.
An OG.
You need to go back to those kids and go, this just ain't the life you want, goons.
Start talking to the kids, Brett.
Go back and talk to the kids about Gilbert and how.
Be the furious styles of Gilbert.
I remember sometimes trying to get to school and there was a tractor in front of me and I couldn't drive more than 12 miles an hour down Guadalupe. You don't understand. I lived the mean streets of Gilbert for years.
Get in your garage and start recording.
Oh,
I'm no, don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Not on my watch, Gilbert Goons. Not on my watch.
I was from the VVL, Val Vista Lakes, man. Ooh. You know, I mean, that's that's a rough hood.
You are badass.
Those houses were incredible.
Your chores.
They were like the Tony Montana of the Gilbert back in the days because all of them had like mansions. Stupid Gilbert Goons.
You we go just, there after dark.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. And they're trying to, they're like, I don't get it. Yeah, they're a hybrid gang.
Yes.
Their status as real gang still underway, and they'll get it. Eventually, they'll get their charter, and then they'll have a party over at the Val Vista Lakes Rec Center.
Yes.
That's beautiful. It's nice. I think there's ping pong pool. The lake is very pretty. Good for pictures in case they have a formal.
I wonder if I get an alumni invitation or anything, you know? I mean, I was one of
these. This ain't the life, kids.
Oh, you bad now.
Yeah, you bad. You think you bad now? I don't want you to end up in a wheelchair like your little friend Chris over there from the goons. Give me the Starbucks, Trey. Give me your mother Starbucks.
I gotta get the hell out of Gilbert.
Get
I heard Kirby talking about it the other day. I just gotta get out.
And damn, you hear Kirby and her boyfriend in a room.
Come on, Kirby. Give me them skins.
It is the least gang.
What are you kids doing? Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, you think you cute. You must be one of them goons.
Who you running with? Them rolling 60s? Nah, you look like one of them Gilbert goons to me, motherfucker. Everything applied to Boys in the Hood is Gilbert. And that you realize how hilarious that actually is? What am I supposed to do? Fool rolls up on me, I'm going to smoke him.
Rolling in our Teslas.
Damn, 27 years old, still rolling up on the set, gooning. Yeah, player, what? Yeah, Gilbert Goon, sitting on your porches, drinking Sunny D in 40 bottles. God, I hate you, Gilbert. I hate you so much. You guys act so weird compared to all of us.
I feel cool.
You shouldn't. It is the least. And that's the thing. It's almost like the moms want street cred that they keep their kids away from. I don't know. You just created a bunch of bad boys to your little Mormon girls, and they're going to be attracted to him because, oh, my God, he's the opposite of everything my parents want me to have. You think Mormon girls don't rebel? I grew up in Mesa. They blew their way through Dobson. They loved it, and no Mormon parent wanted to admit that their little Mormon daughters were basically receptacles. They loved it, and you just created bad boys, geniuses.
She just joined the Soakers.
Put up Moroni.
Rub it ain't enough to make it so your dick don't fall off. Come on now, Trey. Get ready. You've got tennis. It's crazy. Stupid. Too bad that that woman won't shut up because she sure makes a fine barbecue. And mayonnaise, because we're white. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna turn all of the tint and color on my TV to make everyone in Boys in the Hood a little lighter, and I'm just gonna pretend it's in Gilbert the whole time. So good, so good. Anyway, congrats.
I saw that, and I'm just like, okay, first, what is a hybrid gang?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, they're trying to manipulate something so they can add charges to the kids that they caught already being bad. But, again, if I'm a lawyer, and I'm not. But
prove it was, you know, to prove it's
well,
organized.
It didn't exist at the time of the crime. So the lawyer would be like, okay, it's the same thing when Sheriff Joe wanted to throw us in jail for animal abuse of all things, because we had Eric lick that dog's bottom because the vet said he doesn't clean his own ass. We had Eric do it.
And we had a vet tech with us.
And we had vet techs and everything else. And he did the thing where he was like, I'll put a stop to all animal abuse. Well, meanwhile, his best friend was having sex with a sheep in Mesa. And that's really what he was trying to divert the attention.
Well,
and
I don't
then we
know
found
about
out
best friend.
They were pretty good friends. They the problem was it wasn't on the books. You can't pass a law after.
It was a promotion for that law. That, look what I'm doing.
But yeah, but he hadn't put a law together. He just assumed something was on the books and there was nothing there. So he tried to get it after, which good. I'm glad they did. But it wasn't, because you can't go retroactive with laws you pass after the fact. Just wasn't a law yet.
Hey, this is Rolling Hard and Gilbert. Remember this one?
Yeah. Quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk. This is Boys in the Hood with white kids. Before my mother starts bitching about my friend. This has cussing in it a lot.
I think so.
Oh,
it's a clean version.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got nervous because that was a... They did beep it out, but it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
No, Dynamite Rock. Yeah. Jeez. Boys in the Hood. Idiots. Congratulations, Gilbert. You managed to one-up yourself in the idiot category. Gilbert, moms, put those bedazzled jeans on. Borrow them from your daughter. You guys almost looked like sisters. It's your goal. And get on TV quick.
Where's my goon status?
By the way, just look around your room or your kid's room and say, oh, my kid's acting like an asshole. I should probably punish him instead of trying to be his best friend. Oh, there's an answer to this.
Oh. Unless they're going to start serving Night Train or Cisco at Postino's now. I mean, they are rolling hard over there. So
I would love that.
And the video.
Welcome to Postino's, Mama. How you doing?
Ooh, Gilbert Goon is a waiter.
That's right, bitch.
The pimped out golf carts.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a Pinot Grigio.
We don't carry that garbage no more. You're getting Ripple.
Oh, we're in Gilbert. I forgot. When in Gilbert, you have to drink what the Gilbertsons drink, and that's Ripple.
Here's your mad dog, crazy lady.
Mm, I love the mad dog. Deuce, deuce.
Idiots. You're all idiots. Trying to be something you're not, which is cool. Ugh, I grew up over there.
You don't know. Like, downtown Gilbert is...
Oh, it's hippity-hopping.
Street cred now.
That's right. I can't go down there too often because of all the loud hip-hop music that's playing. To attract the goons. Idiots.
We got Lolo's and Shaq's Big Chicken.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you guys are getting urban.
Man, oh man. You know, and ever since that opened, we've had trouble. You start eating the black food, and the next thing you know, Compton moves right in. It is, I can't believe how stupid they are. I watched it, another thing I saw, a white lady went on the news. It wasn't local news, but it was a thing on the internet. And she gave, and it was interesting. It was on, I'm reading it. She was a celibate woman. She was going to wait for her wedding night. And she had like five things. Like, hey, if you're like me and you want to do this, here's five things you should look forward to. So experience from a woman who waited, which is hilarious when you think about it. It's like three generations ago, and that's not that long. That was the only way to do it. You were a whore otherwise. Now there's one girl going out going, all right, to the two or three out there who aren't, who are virgins when you get married. Here's what you look forward to. And basically it's just a guide to losing your virginity. But she's like, all right, so there's going to be some intensity. And she goes, and I'll tell you this, prepare for an emotional connection and a physical pain. Like, there isn't much enjoyable about having sex the first time. So you have to, being with your husband means, you know, like it's so much more. She's trying to make her journey so much more. And then she talked about was like, it's not pleasurable. It hurts. It's make sure that your husband knows to be gentle, take care of him. Lubricant's important. And I know that's like, you know, a bad thing. But then they showed her husband. It was a black guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's the problem. Like, you got to break it in. You can't just start catching 90-mile-an-hour heaters with a new glove.
Question?
Right. I mean, you needed to do it with two or three white guys before you let him be the first one in. I mean, you went straight from high school, you know, watching baseball right into the bigs, and you're catching heat like Randy Johnson's first. No, you can't do this. And he's standing with a huge smile on his face.
There was a lot of blood.
I'm like, oh, no. But it was all beautiful until the picture. And I'm like, well, she won't stop talking about how painful it was because of that. You can't do that, ladies. You like football?
I sure do.
All right, here's a uniform. You're the starting tight end for the Chiefs.
What?
Yeah, get out there.
But it's going to hurt.
You're goddamn right it's going to hurt. Should have thought of that. Played a little college ball first. You know, ease in.
First day, let's do some Oklahoma drills.
Right. It's James Harrison. He's going to teach everything he knows about tackling.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that. Played a little junior high ball, maybe some Pop Warner. Have you been using your hands?
No, it's against God.
God damn it. You're in for a lot of pain, lady. This is not going to be good. That thing's never had anything in it, even accidentally?
Nope.
All right. I don't know why you're starting with the black guy, but go ahead.
I love him. That's why.
You're going to question all of that in about 8 minutes. And I know for a fact her husband, when he first got there and finally got to break that thing, he probably said in the room, God damn!
Don't use the Lord's name in vain. You're ruining it.
I'm sorry, baby. This is otherworldly what's going on down there. Hopefully, and she didn't say in her article, hopefully she's been allowing him backdoor the entire time because no way. That dude didn't wait. He probably married her after like a month of dating. She was cute enough to be like, I'm going to marry her. My dad pretty much did that. Not waited till he was married. But after he and my mom got divorced, he was, I don't know, my dad was like 50-something. And he's telling me a story about the lady. He married a woman for like 8 months. And I'm like, what'd you get married so quick for? Well, we were dating and everything was going fine. And then she got real religious. I'm like, no kidding. And he said, yeah. I said, wanted me to start going to church with her and stuff. And I'm like, oh, did you? And he goes, well, yeah. I'm like, well, how often? He goes, we're going like 5 times a week. And I'm like, you're not a religious man. Like, why would you do that? And he goes, she stopped giving it up. And I'm like, so if you went to church, you'd give it up? And he goes, I thought so. But then all of a sudden we had to get married. So I married her. And my dad was so addicted to the idea of banging this broad. He married her. And then she was like off the rails. Like, wanted to go to church like 9 times a week. Every time they did anything that was like, and I'm like, well, how did you? And he goes, that was pretty impressive stuff. That was it. So he went bananas for a little bit. And he kind of turned into that weird girl that was going to save herself. He married a woman because she convinced him that otherwise he'd burn in hell. And now he doesn't care.
It'll be worth it.
Right. And was it? No. He married a woman for 9 months in his 50s. And she halved him, which crushed him because she was like,
God wouldn't put it together and demand some sort of prenuptial agreement. That's crazy.
If he only would have waited.
Yeah. Why did she die?
She had
him. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No, she had him, all right. We didn't even know he got married. It was that he wanted to get laid so bad, he just had a quick ceremony in the backyard and then plowed her probably on the you know, patio furniture, for all I know. But
her plan worked.
Better off paying.
Evil.
Oh, it was evil. It was complete evil. I mean, she fought real hard for a condo he had on Tempe Town Lake. Like, fought. And he's like, I got that, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're going to steal all my stuff, aren't you?
You're goddamn right, idiot.
Like, oh, yeah, it was weird because sex was off the table because Jesus hated that. But divorce, she was all for that.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, it is weird.
Crazy. I chuckled on the way in this morning, followed a car, and had a bumper sticker that says, do not pray for me. That's the pentagram.
I would argue that that man's super religious, because the only people that talk about the devil.
Sure, but I'm like, okay, that's fine.
The religious people invented the devil, so they're the ones who are real Satanists. Oh, it's hilarious.
It was a good combo. That sticker, then it was
man,
U.S. Army, and then I forget the other one. Was
a lot of information just through stickers on a car. God, you know, I'm having fun with you guys. I really enjoyed the morning, but I have to remind myself that hundreds and hundreds of people have died this morning in Gilbert gang violence today. It just happens every day. We can't. The more fun we have, the more I have to sit back and think. It's Gaza Strip over there with all the violence. It's terrible.
The news coverage that it gets, again, it goes back to me. Insane. I just started wondering, whatever happened to the guy at the town hall meeting with the daughter that was shot on the lawn?
Yeah, the Maryvale guy that went over and said, I've been looking for somebody to solve my crime. Just drove up, shot his daughter in the lawn, and drove away. She was just standing outside playing. Someone just came and shot his daughter.
Get some reporters on that looking.
They're in Gilbert. They got hybrid gangs to deal with.
Yeah. You know hybrids. What I mean? Yeah, they're electric and gas. It's awesome. At least they're an eco-friendly gang because they're hybrid. You got to plug them in at night, you know, recharge them so they don't use up all that gas. They're like the Greta Thunberg of gangs.
Those are pranks. Those are nighttime pranks. You pull the plugs out.
Right. Yeah, though. That's a goon. What a goon move is to go through and unplug all the Teslas in the area. Ah, you bastard goons. They got me with gang violence. Honey, it looks like I'm working from home today. The goddamn goons unplugged the Tesla.
Well, something has to be done. I can't sleep at night not knowing our Tessie's getting charged.
We'll put cameras up. That's the only answer. Idiots. You're all idiots. Live your lives in a world that makes sense. Stop trying to make Gilbert anything different than what it was. Yeah. Somebody asked and said, was the lady you're talking about with your dad the one that had retard hair? No, that was the lady after. Hey, you cut your hair, D. It looks nice.
Thanks, your father says I look like a retard.
Dad! What? Her bangs are too high. She looks ridiculous.
Well, I disagree.
Don't.
Dad, you're right.
Say, oh, he was 100% right. You just don't say that. You whisper it to me later. Do you really like D's hair? I think she looks fine. I think she looks like a retard.
Dad, shut up.
I mean, you're not wrong, but don't. You're going to hurt her feelings. Yeah, somebody should tell her. Why? What's she going to do about it now? She's got to grow faster? Anyway, to all the kids there. And plus, it's summertime. Kids will have nothing to do for a little while. So joining the goon gang is better. I just don't understand Gilbert. I don't get it. Yeah, this guy says hybrid gang. The Prius of gangs. So intimidating. I think now that Gilbert has its own, like, yes, we've got a gang kind of moment. It's kind of like when Sholo got the Panda Express. It was in the news. Like, I was up there, and they had a line around the block the night before because they were giving away like 100 different Panda Expresses. Like, they were giving away panda meat for free the next morning. And 100 people from Sholo slept outside to be the first in on the panda. Gilbert's got that with the goons now. And so they're like any other city. I think we should start a TV show where Maryvale's gangs and like Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah, that's right.
The goons.
The Olympics.
Yeah, and we start a little gang Olympics.
Except
here.
The Gilbert goons will be like the Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, yeah.
They're taking on the Sinaloas from Guadalupe.
Yeah, right. Well, it's them taking on, what do they call them, 13s or whatever that thing is down from Mexico. That's a gang I'm actually a little worried about. Yeah, any of that stuff over there in Mary. I know the Crips and Bloods are old-fashioned gangs, but they still get it done. And put them all in the same room and go, all right, welcome to the gang gangs. Oh, that's hard to say. And we put them to the test, like knife fights and, you know, who can rob faster. And just get it done. Get it done.
Guys,
properly.
We need to win more categories. Yeah. We've got golf locked up. Pickleball.
Yeah, you're going to crush in golf and pickleball. Drive-by shooting acumen is going to be a tough cross-country drive-by, so it's going to be a tough one. We have to shoot the gun, but we're just supposed to aim it at the white woman, and then she gives us her stuff. Now, sometimes you got to kill a bitch. Oh, my God. These gangs are violent. We're just a hybrid. You know, we like to plant flowers and stuff in the backyard, so the ecosystem is healthier. And also, you know, rough motherfuckers up a little bit at school.
What school?
Oh, my God, he doesn't go to class. Yeah, ditching is a Gilbert goon move. That's what I ditched 6 hours this week.
Oh, I'm a goon.
Damn. We got to get out of Gilbert.
Hung out on Shields all day. Yeah.
Let's go get some ice cream at Creamily and talk about our goonery.
I love that stuff. They make it in front of you.
How do they do that?
Welcome to Creamily.
Uh-oh, goons.
Cold Stone for life, mother.
And can I get a name for that when it's ready?
Trevor.
Ooh, goon name.
This is my friend Braden.
Oh, no, they're real goons, all right.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Congratulations, Gilbert. You created a gang. You didn't have to do that. You could have come up with much better ideas, and you screwed it all up. But the Gilbert moms are happy because now they can act like they live in a real tough town.
And I told him, I don't care if you're a goon. Get out of my way. I need to buy more Kashi. And he moved because they're scared of me. You got to stand up to him.
They're at Postino talking about how they stood up to a goon today. Idiots. Meanwhile, Maryville, I got stabbed in the chest this morning. I didn't miss an hour of work.
Sewed it up.
Yeah, I put some super glue on it. I think I'm all right. My left eye don't work, though. I'll fix it later. And Maryville is just sitting back, rolling their eyes until they fall out of their head. And again, you know, the two lessons today. The goons are hilarious, and nobody takes them seriously. I don't care if they are a gang hybrid or otherwise. And also, if you're a lady who's waiting for your wedding day, I think even your husband would understand if you wanted to take a couple of white ones first. That's it. Those are today's lessons.
Well, we're done today.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
you should go to AAA for a little bit, girl. You know, maybe Brady, John, and then take on Brett. He's Italian, and I hear they're a little bigger. And then get ready for me.
If I was her, I'd put a baseball in it and tie a string around my legs. I would break that thing in. I would never go in raw, just in case Lamont carries one. And you know she
and
saw it.
And Lamont's going, I see where this is going. Yeah. I just want to marry her.
I'm going to make her honest woman with a limp.
Yeah, I did the whole article. I'm like, this is interesting. Like, I, you know, there aren't many of these girls left. You know, the ones who waited. I think there used to be two categories of that back in the day. Women who waited till they were married, and then all the rest of them that lied and said they waited till they were married, and then you knew. I read a story a long time ago, years ago, about how back in the early 1900s, girls used to, this is weird, but some girls used to carry blood with them.
What?
For their wedding night, yeah, because they would pour it on the sheets so their husbands didn't get mad because they weren't pure.
And then before that, there would be an audience in the room.
Yeah, they would have to watch.
Families.
Yeah, they would watch.
And every
sure.
now and then you see a couple of those series where they fake the blood. The
yeah,
they would chambermaid
throw something on the sheets. Yep, because she was a whore back in those days and just a normal chick today. But yeah. I mean, if I did a city, like if I said, okay, show of hands, Phoenix, how many of you are waiting until you get married? I can't imagine there'd be more than 100 hands going up in a city of 5 million. I mean, if I asked a bunch of 8th graders and stuff, they think they're going to, they're not. That's not.
Oh, right. Yeah, I thought you meant actually that have.
Oh, that have? I mean, Sun City can hear us, so yeah, most of them would say that they did. But I don't think, it's something that I even think women kind of roll their eyes at. That's dumb. I don't think that's a thing that people see as a smart move nowadays. I totally agree. I don't, if you're supposed to do that with somebody, you better know that exists with, before you say forever, which doesn't mean a thing anymore. Divorce is so simple, but it's not really simple, but it's a thing. It's easy. It's an easy decision. Why in the world would you pressure yourself into
there's not as that? Much social pressure.
There's none.
On divorce.
Nobody cares.
Like,
well,
back
social
in the day,
pressure.
Like our parents would be. Well, at least mine would be. It's like, well, it's tough. I don't want to let anyone else,
right.
My
no
friends around in the circle.
True. Yeah, it's an embarrassment. Yep. And then your mom's
you feel like a failure.
Divorcee, and she'd be a whore in her community. Like it was frowned upon and very gossipy. But also, you know, it's smarter to have sex with somebody before you marry them. That's a fact. Absolutely. I don't think that that's a thing that should ever be anymore. That's a lesson learned. That's like, what were we thinking there? That's just stupid. To wait, it isn't beautiful. It's dumb. It's flat out dumb. Because what if you find out that just doesn't pan out? That's just not a good thing. Then you're gonna break all the commandments, getting your good stuff on the side, or getting divorced, and all this other stuff. You're gonna all the God covenants that you're angry at would start rolling in right after, because you're definitely gonna probably leave the dude, or he's gonna leave you.
I think the advice on that was, like, they take it away, obviously, for the guilt. But I think the advice is that don't let the, you know, because you could hit it off and the chemistry is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Don't base it all on that.
Nope.
You got to base some of it on that, though.
It helps. Yeah. But the one, you know, the one that you have that's unbelievable chemistry, but she's
crazy.
Crazy.
But you know, yeah. Not to marry her.
Yeah. Some don't.
Right.
But that whole thing, the no sex before marriage, like I said, stupid. You never buy a car without test driving it. You got to, you know.
And people are doing that now, and I don't understand it. Yeah. Like, cars delivered to their house, but you can. But the good news is, and even the car companies know, like, if you don't like it, you can give it back. Like after you get, after
I wish
you give
I had
it a
that
couple
first
homes.
Marriage, you know?
Right? There should be a if you don't like it, you can give it back thing. No cost. I know they have the annulments, but that's a pain in the ass.
I mean, Costco's got a great return policy. Why can't, you know?
Yeah, if everybody agrees this car isn't for you,
yeah.
There should be, like, you know, maybe a $500 fine for taking it out and putting some miles on it.
Yeah.
But just like cars, you know, you can enhance them. you can put a little more horsepower
but
on it.
Why add more money to something you didn't like doing?
Bigger tires.
Yeah. You just don't like being in it. You can add all you want. Right. You just don't like being in it. It just doesn't feel right when you're in it.
The cabin's so huge.
I added big tires. I painted it. I just don't like being in it. It's uncomfortable. I think I want my money back. Yeah, it's you got it. You no sex before marriage. One of the worst pieces of advice ever.
Well, that'll be a 10% restocking fee.
No problem, pal. No problem.
There you go.
It's so much better than what
it's 20. As a matter of fact,
I'm going to tip you.
It's highway miles.
I put a few. Not bad though. Not bad. You don't have a very big one, so the mileage you put on that was what we call light miles. Yeah, you got it. You got to have sex with something before you marry it. It is terribly stupid, especially. If you're dating that black guy in that video I watched that white lady talking about, he's taking you to the base, and you don't know what that means yet, but it's going to hurt. All she talks about in the article is,
it hurt a lot. I was so connected to him emotionally, but, and we did think it was beautiful.
You were going to say that no matter what happened. There's nothing beautiful about banging a virgin.
I had one friend that waited. He waited. She wasn't. She had already had some light miles.
Right. That's fine. Dude will figure
well, it
out.
Was. You know, it was Dr. Goldtooth.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, he's nuts.
And he talked about it. You know, that was the only one. I'm sure there were some others, but he...
Did he divorce her, though?
20 years later. They were married for, like, 18 years. Well, like
and
that.
Was it because he's like, I wonder what other ones feel like?
No, it was actually her.
It was her. She's like, I don't like the way this feels. Right. I've had better than this guy.
She met a doctor in Florida, and they...
Oh, she hit it
again.
She hit it off with that guy. Another virgin doctor down in Florida. That'll happen.
But he was like, man, it's unbelievable.
Banging? Oh, yeah. He was thrilled with
after
it.
After the honeymoon.
Oh, he called you? To tell
I
you?
I talked to him afterwards.
I was like, inside of it.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's like a toothless grandma. But it's real warm, like she's been drinking hot tea or something. The whole thing is just like a warm. It's like if, I don't know, to make Brady comfortable, it's like if you took a Pop-Tart and put it around you. It's ooey gooey. It's ooey gooey, dude. It's good.
It was good for. I want a bigger house. You got it.
Right,
I want a new car. You got it.
Yeah, a virgin man's just going to cave into that. Like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened, and she's the only one that's ever given me this gift. And so he's going to start buying her stuff, especially the doctor. Just right now, if you're dating and you're talking about that, start screwing today. Break that glove in. Hours. You get a new glove. They even built a thing for gloves. Jay Ackerman got it for me for a baseball glove. It's like a little tiny bat. They don't do the ball in the pocket and tie it up anymore. They have this bat. You just hammer it into the thing while you wear it, and it breaks it in like fast. It's so cool. Women need that too, and it's about the size of a black guy. It's probably about 9 inches long. It's thick, and it's heavy. And you just smash it into the glove until the glove can take it. Ladies, same with you. I want to look down at that thing and see it kind of used up to the point where it's like maybe even got Ron Say's autograph on it. Like, this has been around for a little bit. You know how to use that glove. You're playing the hot corner, and you nothing's getting by you.
It was soft like the Penguins.
This thing is she's scooping stuff up, making dives down the line. That thing will get anything. That new glove, everything's bouncing off of it. It's like, I can't catch a thing with this. Break it in, ladies, but not to the point where it's sloppy. You know, oil it up. Keep the laces tight. You know, chew on those for a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe sleep under the mattress.
And women should.
When you tie your ball glove.
Yeah.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just. Yeah, man. Stuff it under a pillow or something and put some weight on it.
Put up that Neat's Foot oil and
that's a, yeah. Oh, you got to have the oil. And I'm hearing that's kind of bad for gloves now, too. Ladies should be required as like some sort of home ec thing instead of carrying an egg around as a baby to work in a ball glove and like have that kind of like register. Like a few of them will go, I get what they're doing here. And then you stick a ball on it, and you tie it up, and you lube it up, and you squeeze it as tight as you can. And then next time, it'll be easier.
She's got Rawlings tattooed on the inside of her thigh.
I see what's going on around here. You're teaching us to, get our mitts ready for the fastball.
The mitts ready, the twerk class.
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
Twerking and mitts. What happened to carrying the egg around? What is it, 1950? You get your mitt out. Break in your mitt. And that one girl would look around going, I know how this is. No, no, you're beating it wrong. You smash it in there. Trust me. Don't want it to hurt next time a ball hits you in the pocket. Let's get a wake-up song for all you ridiculous human beings. What do you say? 585-9800. Call us up. Tell us what you want to hear. We'll play it, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
KUPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil!
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
I'll die of that. Nobody's ever going to know about that, Brett. It's hard right before the mics come on when Brett's last words are ass cancer. Like, oh, no. What's he?
Well, we were talking about cancer of the prick before that, so.
Cancer of the prick. Didn't Dave already have that? Oh, no, it's cancer of the
prick.
Give
it to me straight, Doc. Well, you have.
Cancer of the prick. It's a medical term. Dude, do you like me to draw it? Yeah, can I get a couple of renderings of that? Cancer of the prick. I know you're an Irishman. Before we move on, I just have to tell everybody, yesterday's pick of the litter over at Lost Our Home Pet Rescue is another, I don't know how this keeps happening, Buddy. His name was Buddy. I mean, it's one of those TV, if you had a, I say it in the commercial, you had a TV show you had to cast, you know, I think of it like Growing Pains, like the typical 80s TV show where you had Alan Thicke and, you know, Joanna Carnes.
We need a dog.
And you got to have a dog, the TV dog. Buddy's the TV dog. He's one or one, they said... One in a month, maybe.
I gotta see a picture.
Buddy's awesome. He's in his cone right now. But the video, he was so sweet. People just abandon him in the streets because sometimes that's what jackasses do, humans. And they'll put him in the road. And the neighbor said, I saw you just drop your... And basically, they said, he's a sweet dog. Somebody will take him. So their idea was, just let him out. And so he was wandering on the streets. A neighbor took him from those people and said, you're assholes. Like my dog, Frank... When I was at the pound, I got him because somebody wouldn't pay the $50 fee to surrender him. And in July, put him over on, like, tied him to the fence on the freeway on-ramp with a blanket. No water, nothing. And I said, what'd you do with the dog? And he looked at me and he goes, what's your problem? And I'm like, what did you do with the dog? He goes, it's knocking my kid over. Now, Frank is, at the time, 12-pound puppy. Oh, Buddy is the man. 12-pound puppy. And I'm like, 12-pound dog's knocking your daughter over? Yeah, he's crazy. And I'm like, that dog can't be more than 4 or 5 months old. Anyway, you want to do something about it, do-gooder? He's over there. And I look over, and he chained him to a fence on the freeway on-ramp. And he's, somebody will get him. And I'm like, that somebody's me, you pile of garbage. What's his name? Parkle. I'm like, it's Frank now. I hate you. You going to do something about it, do-gooder? I'll never forget that. So that's essentially what happened with Buddy, the most beautiful dog face I've ever seen. And Buddy was dropped off. The neighbors asked, what'd you do? Somebody will pick him up. Well, that neighbor did. But didn't have, you know, they got two little dogs and Buddy was kind of rambunctious, playful. And they're like, I'm not going to be home much. He needs help. So they took him to Lost Our Home and Lost Our Home's ready. Adoption fees are waived. You're getting a free TV dog, essentially. And if I was you and I got Buddy, I'd immediately get an agent for Buddy and get him in commercials and everything else. He's awesome. And now he's got no nuts, so he can't do any damage in the neighborhood. He is.
And he's smiling.
Yeah, he's how perfect is that? If you had a TV family and that was the dog, you'd be like, this is it. He's so cool. So, and Buddy's ready to go home this weekend. We've been on a roll lately. I'll tell you that. On a roll. Because the last few weeks, people are just popping in, taking the dogs we got. The pick of the litter's rolling. So thanks to Global Credit Union, they kick in. The fees get waived. Also, Global Credit Union, awesome people because they donate every month as well to Lost Our Home. Not only do they help with the fees, they give them some cash on top of it. So, awesome partner in that. I love it. So, congratulations to the next person that grabs Buddy because I fell in love with Buddy yesterday. Just thought he was awesome. Absolutely thought he was awesome. So, somebody out there is about to get really lucky. And hopefully, I get an email in 15 years saying, we lost Buddy today, and it was the greatest 15 years of my life. That's what I root for in these things. Not that your dog dies. It's gonna. But in 15 years, you tell me that you and that dog were together for 15 years, and you couldn't live a life without him. Imagine your life without that dog. Oh, it's so great. Buddy, go home. That's what I say today. Good luck. And check it out, 98kupd.com, and go to the pick of litter and watch me and Buddy in a cone. I mean, it was a brand new dog to me. And I was putting cookies in my mouth, and he was gently taking them out of my mouth. I mean, this is a street dog. He sits. He's been trained. The people just didn't want him anymore. Here you go. Put him in the road. Assholes. They're all a bunch of jerks.
I don't know how you do that.
It's tough. I'll tell you what. Every week's a little harder. I already sucked Bus out of there, and I couldn't help it. Bus picked me. And again.
That was the Powerball there.
Yeah, 12, 15 years from now, I'm going to know that my life wouldn't have been as good without Bus in it. He's awesome. All my dogs I love that much, but Bus is just, I'm so happy we got him out of there. And I have a buddy named Jeremy and his girlfriend, Stephanie. They're the ones I stole Bus from because I met them.
Did you find them a new one yet?
I kind of adopted Jeremy because of that. I met him the day I was stealing Bus because I said in the commercial, I'll give you till Sunday. If nobody adopts him by Sunday, he's mine. I got him Friday. I went down there that day, and I'm like, I'm getting this dog out of here.
Kiva left a trophy for Ronnie yesterday morning.
A poop?
A little mouse.
Oh, see, that'll happen.
That's except in the morning, it was just placed out there in the backyard.
Here's the thing chicks don't get, that if you killed a mouse, you'd go, hey, I killed a mouse. That dog's awesome, too.
Grayson, those eyes are amazing.
Grayson is gorgeous. We did Grayson a few weeks ago. Grayson's been tough to get out. Grayson's been a tough one. But Grayson's a sweetheart. I think Grayson has Grayson has a couple little issues that I don't remember right off the bat, but it isn't bad. But his eyes are, in person, they're more than the pictures you're showing.
That's crazy.
There's a ton of dogs down there that are great. But if you killed something in the house, wouldn't you tell Ronnie immediately, look what I did, and maybe show her? The dogs do that, too. Like, I got a mouse for you.
Yeah.
We had a mouse in the backyard, and I took care of it. And they put it on the floor and go, I'm not going to eat it because that's gross.
Give her a treat.
Throw this out and give me a cookie. I did my job. And then women will go, you're a cat. I hate this dog. You brought me a dirty, dead rat. He did his job.
It's a good rat. Dead.
Dead rat. I'll never forget my Cairn Terrier, Lexi. I'm playing in the backyard with her, and I didn't even know that this existed. But I look over, and she's missing. She went into the side of a planter wall. And I'm like, how did she do that? The hole was maybe the size of my fist. I didn't even see that there was a hole there. Her whole body, like, turned into this weird slinky, and her tail and her ass were sticking out. And I went over, and I grabbed it, and I'm like, stop! And then she starts to back out, and I give her a little help, and she's got a rat in her mouth. I'm like, how did you do that? And I'm like, that's awesome! And she killed it, shook it, and killed it. Spit it out and looked at me like, that's what I do. And then I read about Cairn Terriers. They were plague dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their job was to kill rats. And their tails are...
fearless. They go in holes.
Their tails are designed for you to hold while they're in one of the rat holes doing their work. And then you pull them out by the tail. Sturdy terriers. Rat terriers are called that for that reason. But little Cairn did that. And she was so proud of herself. I had a Weimaraner that used to kill dove in the backyard. Catch them out of, like, bushes. And you'd see Brandy would sit and stare at the bush. I'm like, uh-oh, Brandy's got something. Jump in the air and catch it like a tennis ball and kill it for me. Walk over while the bird's scrambling around its mouth, and she'd just hold it and look at you with this dead stare like, this is the best day of our lives. Like, I was supposed to be excited, too. She would put the bird's head on the ground in its mouth, step on its head, and twist her neck and break its neck. I'm like, oh, my God.
Fight's over.
She never shook it. She was like a perfect hunting dog. She didn't shake it. She didn't bite down hard and wreck it. She would catch them. I've never seen it since. I've never seen anything like it. Wait for birds to get low and just wait near them. And when they'd fly, she'd jump at them. She missed a lot.
Yeah.
But when she'd get one, it was one of the most impressive things ever. Dogs, they make your life better, and they'll kill some rodents in your house like Brady. I hope Ronnie wasn't mad at Kiva. Probably screamed at her a little bit.
She just said, I had to wake up to this.
She wasn't happy, but she should have been thrilled that, you know.
Two of them. There's a bee.
Ate
bee carcass next to the mouse. I'm like, he was still chewing on
out
the,
a bee?
Yeah.
I may be more impressed than she killed an individual bee, Brady. That's pretty awesome. I'm going to make a prediction here. Go get Buddy. Buddy needs a home, and Grayson needs a home.
Yeah.
So many of them down there need a home. Buddy is this week's pick of the litter, so the adoption fees are waived. But if you're looking, I mean, I'm telling you, not much better than putting that in your life for a few years and just making the most of it. And give them all you've got because they're giving it to you every day, guaranteed. There, I'm done. I'm done being sappy about dogs, although I don't know that I could ever stop. One thing I do think that's going to change here soon is – Basketball. Last night, I don't know if you saw Patrick Beverley. He's an asshole. He's a notorious. Like, there's a difference between Dennis Rodman being a dick and Charles Barkley being a dick in the day, and Patrick Beverley, who, if you remember, the Suns were beating the Clippers when he played for them. He hated Chris Paul. He made no bones about that. And as the Suns had kind of pushed the game out of limits and were about to eliminate the Clippers, Patrick Beverley, for no reason, ran up behind Chris Paul and shoved him in the back while he was walking to the sidelines for a timeout. And Chris Paul, to his credit, just rolled his eyes like, it's Pat Bev. That's what that a-hole does. He can't control himself. Yesterday, he plays for the Bucks now, and Indiana was about to eliminate the Bucks. And Patrick Beverley is on the bench with the Bucks, and somebody started to say something he didn't like, so he threw a ball at him and missed, and it hit a woman in the head.
It was a fan.
Okay. It was like one row behind the team. And then he's like, give me the ball back. And the guy's like, asshole. And he gives the ball back to him. Patrick Beverley takes it over the top of his head like a medicine ball and heaves it back at that guy. And the guy might be 8, 6, 7 feet from him. And I mean, Beverley just launches it at a fan. Now, he just hit a woman in the head with the first one, which wasn't very hard. Second one could have done some damage to somebody who wasn't paying attention. Luckily, the guy that he threw it at kind of deflected it with his hands. Patrick Beverley is the reason. And most recently, when I sat with Doug Hopkins one row behind the bench of Minnesota, and the heckler was going, those players are so fragile. They can't hear their names. They complain and tattle. They don't like heckling. They don't like being told they've done a bad job. They don't like the opposing team being fans. Like, they'll get you kicked out at all costs. Within 3 years, there will be some sort of barrier between the court, which is the great part of basketball. It's the only sport where you actually sit on the court. Polo's the other one I can think of where you're actually standing out there on the field.
Like, when did they start doing that?
Basketball?
Yeah.
From day one.
NBA always
had people
seats.
Right there. Yep. Because you used to be able to trust that humans could control themselves. Sure, a heckler would go and maybe get out of hand a little bit. But since the Malice in the Palace, like 20 years ago, when the Detroit fans ended up fighting the entire Detroit Pistons team, and it was a night, I think that was the Pacers too. That was when they started talking about, uh-oh, we got to do something to keep these players away. Now, that one got out of hand because they were actually like throwing stuff at each other. We're going to have like hockey arena type basketball games. It's going to change. They have to. I witnessed it just the other day, or when I was at the Suns game, when the fans were starting to get annoying to the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves didn't argue back. They got mad. And then security stepped in when they recognized, oh, we got a problem here. You're within a foot of the closest player. Like Rudy Gobert and I could have been chatting the way you and I are when I was at the T-Wolves game and sat in Doug Hopkins' seats. To be honest with you, I like those seats, but I wouldn't get them because you can't see over the players. They're huge.
And I can understand, to an extent, why the players, people say, oh, that's part of the game, the heckling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you think about a comedian up there doing his deal.
Sure.
And someone's in the front row, and they keep
okay, the difference heckling. Between
there's
that.
There's a difference, but they're both performing. They're doing their
right,
deal.
But the difference is the crowd is supposed to remain quiet for one, and they are encouraged in another to not be quiet. They're called fanatics.
But they're also encouraged to, cheer properly. You're not supposed to go out there and...
You're not supposed
to... I mean, and people have made their name.
Right.
You know, gotten...
Robin Ficker.
Yep.
You can heckle. You absolutely can heckle. The deal is to not...
And it's fun.
Oh, it's
sometimes.
Great. Don't... Hey, look. If it's the opposing team and you've got some good shots, take them. That's your... If the fans can get into the head of the players while they're sitting down resting... Without being like vulgar and disgusting and everything else for the people around them. If they can do that just with jokes and goofing around and making fun of them, that's fun.
And
the players don't like it anymore. And you can see it immediately.
And why is that? Because some of them would have.
All the guy did the other day was start making fun of him for foul trouble. He kept it about the game.
Yeah.
The rule is you'll get kicked out if you talk to them directly by using their name. So the fan sat there for a little bit and then would just start saying, guy who just fouled. I'm not allowed to say your name, but you're also not allowed to do what you're doing. How come I'm going to get kicked out and you just committed a crime? And he was funny.
Can you say the number?
No, you're not allowed to address them directly.
You can't go number
and
nine.
Then When it got bad was when the player started to address that guy directly. They're allowed to do that all they want. The players can turn and absolutely scream and yell at you all they want. And guess what's going to happen? Security's going to come get you out of there. They're not going anywhere. But what Pat Bev did yesterday, which was chuck a ball at the fan. And Charles Barkley spit at a fan once and hit a little girl instead. He lost it, and he got fined and should have been, and he was wrong, wildly wrong. But you step up and start barking. The players should be able to bark back, and everybody should, cooler head should prevail. Like, there should never be an escalation of words that leads to a physical altercation unless one of you or both of you aren't mentally stable enough to understand the setting.
Just ignore it.
That's the job you're supposed to do. But if you don't, like, if you're a Charles Barkley type and you turn around and you knock him down a few, that's great. All that dude for the Timberwolves had to do is just go scoreboard. Keep yelling. You're losing by 20.
Yeah.
You're out. And that would shut you up. It's like, damn it. You can talk all you want, but when you lose, it doesn't matter. When you get swept, it's even worse.
That's what Beverly does, though. I mean, he's just
Beverly, they were down 20 when he did it, and he doesn't lose well. He's a sore loser. So
that'll be expensive.
Probably, but more expensive and more than likely suspension, will take away from the fan experience. I would assume they're either going to move fans and players away from each other because we are – look, if this was the NFL and they gave you seats like that, they'd be $50,000 a game to be able to sit on the sidelines, hear the timeouts. Like, I can hear the guys talking. Like, you are involved in that bench. You're there. It's weird. And any other sport.
It'll be based on revenue.
It's like sitting in the dugout. It is literally like sitting in the dugout. It can be based in revenue all they want. They're going to have to put up barriers. They're going to have to divide the fan from the... They can't be that close to the action. Just can't do it anymore. There's so much money involved in those seats. They have to figure out how to do it. The people who are on the court are policed like crazy. Well, you remember it was in Spike Lee even. Used to bark and bark and bark and bark and bark at Knicks games. And everybody was cool because he was a celebrity. If that wasn't a celebrity, that guy would have been removed a million times over again. Spike Lee got away with it because he was the ultimate Nick fan. But pretty soon they're going to take that away. And last night, you look and you're like, all right, we can't have this anymore. The players aren't stable enough to deal with this. And I think he threw it at a Pacers fan. I think he chucked it at a guy who was actually, you know, probably doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is making fun of the Bucks for getting bounced out. And as a pro athlete, you know, people say, you take your chance by barking at them. They know what they're getting into. They get paid a great amount of money to be pro athletes, and sometimes you deal with unruly fans. If the guy was grabbing them or threatening him, that's different. Just big mouthing his way through, sometimes you got to absolutely eat that stare. Have you ever been to a boxing match? The front row, the stuff that gets said, UFC fight, the stuff that gets said to the fighters is against God.
Graphic.
It's terrifying. It is terrifying. I was at a Terrence Crawford fight. I didn't even know the guy he was fighting. And the people in front were such Terrence. I was in the second row of this thing. It was the best seats I've ever had to a boxing match. You're getting spit on, sweats flying. And the people that were next to me were Terrence Crawford family members or something. And they let that dude have it in his corner every time he was sitting. It was brutal. Hilarious, though. The way it works. It's the closest you could get. You're not allowed to touch the players. In basketball, for some reason, they're right there. It would be like sitting in the dugout at a baseball game, and you're in the opposing team's dugout, and you and your friends are sitting there, and it's, you know, the playoffs, and you're sitting there getting to bark at Shohei Ohtani or, hey, gambler, what's up? What's up, Kenny Rogers? I mean, you're going to go after his weakest points. We can't be that close together. Can't be done. They'll eventually divide us. Have to. Otherwise, somebody's going to get hurt badly. Because as long as Patrick Beverly's in the league, somebody's going to get hurt. And I was happy to see Patrick Beverly get bounced out of the playoffs again. Every team he's on, I'm happy to watch him go. Draymond Green's another one. Like, he punches his own team. You think he's stable enough to handle the fans? If any of them got to him, if they... Oof. So far, he has been, to his credit. He's only punched his own players, so... It's a little different when it comes to that. But, yeah, sports is going to change. I think basketball has to. It's getting too intense. There's too much money involved for both fans and everyone else. I mean, you spend a lot of money to be down there, and you got a guy barking at you. I think if you've spent 70...
I think every arena has, in the Hopkins type seats or whatever have been removed throughout this season. I think that particular event doesn't happen all that much, and I don't think it'll increase.
It's more every time I've sat down in that those seats, somebody's getting a card. The NBA hands you a little card. It's like soccer. You get a little card.
Warning.
You're out. And when you spend $70,000 on seats and they threaten to pump you out of there if you get too loud for the season.
Yeah.
And you don't get your money back. Also, if you spend
but
70.
For the most part, the crowd that sits there.
Right. Because they've quieted them. And they're also all corporate.
Yeah.
That's the bigger thing. But I'll tell you this. If you spend.
Not the most rambunctious.
If you spend $70,000 on a seat and Patrick Beverley starts barking at you, you got some stake in the game. You're going to look back and go, I spent $70,000. I don't need this from you. So you're going to get a little bit more protective of your space because it cost you a fortune. You feel like you bought a few words.
You're buying the inside the rope opportunity right there.
You literally are sitting. $70,000, this team is going to take that away from me because, like, I'm the reason. You don't have a lot of people lined up for those seats. And I already spent it. You already got my money. I'm getting my pound of flesh if this guy's going to bark at me. Just for me cheering. I mean, Doug almost got kicked out of the Suns game because his nephew told Jason Tatum he loved him by name. I love you, Jason Tatum. You're the best. All right. That's it. You. Card. What? Don't talk to them directly. I'll kick you out of here. You'll lose your seats. You'll lose your privileges. Doug lost his mind.
I was going to say, has Doug gotten the card yet?
Doug, that was him.
Okay. Wow.
Doug lost his mind.
Framed.
He's like, you can't say I love you, Jason Tatum. You can't say I think you're awesome. Not by name. Go f*** yourself. I spend $1 million a year in these seats. I'm not listening to you tell me I can't tell a guy he's great. This kid flew here from Boston to be at this game.
Name's on the back of the jersey. You can't use the name.
Right.
Oh. Anonymous player of great size. You are the best. Taysom Jadam.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do it. You cannot directly speak to them. And in any other situation, like Jamie Foxx had that years ago. It's like, don't look him in the eyes during an interview. It's like, wow. He's changed since, but that used to be a thing. It's like you just don't interview him. Like, this is ridiculous. It makes you mad. So, it'll change. But Pat Bev, my friend Winston just texted, Pat Bev should be playing overseas. He shouldn't be playing at all. We could ship him overseas. I don't disagree with you. But maybe, you know, he should play in the Gaza League. I think that would be nice if he was the starting guard in the Gaza Warriors. But I think it's going to wreck it for fans because they're not going to ever tell the players to stop. And Pat Beverley will be out, but that was bad. If you watch the video, it's not good. I mean, it is a whip. Like, he whips a ball at a guy 8-10 feet from him. It is not good. It's really bad. Now, change the subject to something wonderful. Just got this email a little bit ago. I was oohing and ahhing while I read it. Brett goes, what? I'm like, you'll see. Dear guys, this is like an accomplishment we've done. Like I said, you know, when you get a dog after 15 years and you get that moment where you realize my life wouldn't have been as good without this animal. I may be losing this dog, but I think Brett said it, and I think it's the best thing I've ever heard anybody say. When you lose a pet, if I told you 12 to 15 years of great times in exchange for 4 or 5 months of misery. When you lose them, that's a pretty good deal, right?
Absolutely.
Pretty good deal. So you wouldn't trade that in. This letter here, right, what I'm about to read, it's made these 23 years with you, Brady, totally worth it. I'll tell you that. You don't realize.
Brady dying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
When we've been stacking these bricks, building whatever this is, since 2001, just stacking brick after brick, we didn't know we built this house.
Oh, no.
But we built this house. It's not that bad.
Okay.
But we built this house. And I want to say before we even finish this letter, congratulations, buddy. We did this. Brett, last 5 years, you helped add a little roof tile to this thing.
Thank you.
Toledo, I don't know what the hell he's done. But he's been around for most of this. He's the kid that stands outside the fence and watches us build stuff. It's pretty awesome what we've done. And this is proof of it. Dear guys, I just want to tell you that I'm 23 and I'm dating a man your age, John. I'll be 52 in July. That's 29 years. My dad listened to you guys and raised me with his radio show. You were part of my junior high and high school. I went away for college and came back and immediately gravitated back to you. And it is one of the reasons I like the man I'm with. He's a fan of yours. Huh?
Wow.
Huh?
Jill.
My friends lose their minds. I'm younger than his oldest daughter by 4 years.
It's great.
So when you guys say things, and then you say, it probably doesn't really matter to the people listening, we're just a fart show, remember, that's not true. You made me hate guys my own age and prefer older men. What I like to call my favorite radio show, Daddy Issues. Thanks for everything, Lauren. They say that young people don't listen to the radio anymore.
I'm tearing up.
I know. It made me emotional, too. Fresh out of college. And I'll tell you this, the best part of that story is the guy who didn't write in. The guy who's hosing that 23-year-old college graduate just for listening to us. Those were the points that scored and that put him over the bar, that put him over the top. I listened to Holmberg's Morning Sickness, and then bubble hearts just shot out of her head.
You what?
I listened to Holmberg's Morning Sickness. My daughter, who's 27, she likes it too, but you know.
I grew up on that show. My dad used to listen to it and make me listen in the car. I love those guys.
What?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to a dinner that isn't Applebee's, like a guy your age would take you to?
I would love that.
Oh, my God. It's happening. You're welcome, unnamed guy. You're welcome, Lauren. It is a little gross. It's a 30-year gap. I find that kind of... Ugh. And eventually, when Lauren's 30 and this guy's 72 or whatever it's going to work out to, there's going to be a lot of poopy in the house that Lauren didn't expect to clean up. And probably going to put a baby in her.
She's not going to be there.
Oh, no, she's not. I mean, come on. No, she's not sticking around. But for the time being, what makes me happiest is this really infuriates bitter women in their 40s. And I think that's my favorite part of the letter.
Typical. Some jackass immature 50-year-old wants to bang some 23-year-old because all she's interested in is sex.
Did you hear what you just said? Right. Did you hear what you just said? You've made more sense in your bitter rant than I've ever heard in my life.
Well, they'll run out of things to talk about.
Are you divorced? Yeah. Was he your age?
Yeah.
Did you guys run out of things to talk about?
Well, it wasn't about... You're an asshole.
Oh, okay. So everybody runs out of things to talk about.
Your husband of the same age would love to run out of things for you to talk about.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you this. Speaking for men with wives around the same age, we would love it if we ran out of things to talk about. One of us has...
We're okay with it.
One of us has completely run out of stuff to talk. You managed to meet new people and hate them and talk about it constantly. Tell me again about the ladies at work you can't stand. Oh, that's wonderful.
When you're a guy and I'm dating this girl, your buddy is, like, you know what? She just doesn't talk.
Yeah, it never happens. Patrice O'Neill's great line. You know what? Four guys in a bar have never once said to each other, you know what would make this better? If my girl was here. It's never happened. Sorry, ladies. It's true. And I'm sure you ladies sit in a gaggle of broads in a hen house and say,
you know what would make this better? My husband was here.
We know. But guess what? We don't want... The difference is we don't want to be there with you. You want to be doing stuff with us. Golf courses are a perfect example. We invented it to avoid you. And next thing you know, you started wanting to play.
We also appreciate the ladies' nights. That's where they can get it
all
out there.
Wonderful.
You've got to have a community
weekend
there.
We love ladies' weekends.
What are you going to do in your stupid men's weekend? How come I never get to go to those?
And then the next thing you know, you're on a couple's weekend where the guys golf and two girls that are being forced together go out shopping. And then all at night in the same house, you just hear, I'm not doing anything with her tomorrow. If you leave me tomorrow, I'm going to kick your ass. Why? She is such a bitch. I can't believe you brought me up here. I didn't want to. You wanted to come. I didn't want to bring you.
You weren't originally invited.
Or they've known each other for 30-plus years or whatever. Fine. And the guys have never met before. And you get along fine.
We'll
you
want to
go
fine.
Golf? Yeah. And now it bothers him.
Yep.
Oh, you get along with him.
Oh, you guys are going to be fast friends, I guess, huh? So it's just going to be about you two this weekend, and I've got to hang out with that bitch the entire time. And all she talks about is my face and how my lips need work.
Yeah. You introduced us.
This is your fault. Yeah. You wanted to do a play date. He's nice. I like him.
Oh, that's real. That's fine. Okay, fine. You guys go off and have your fun, and I'll hang out with Miss Plastic Surgery over here. I didn't want to come. You did this.
Your friend came on to me.
I'll never forget. My best friend since fifth grade. And I've told you guys the story. We're doing a couple's weekend on a boat for 10 days. I'm like, oh, boy. there's only four couples. I'm like, oh. And I'm saying, don't shake your head yet. And I'm like, he's like, we get along. We're fine. I'm like, we'll be fine. Who else is going? Well, you know, Jeff. I'm like, yeah, his wife. I'm like, okay. And then these other people we know that are neighbors that are awesome. I'm like, do I know them? No, I'm not going.
Ow.
I'm not going. Why? Well, because I'll have, A, I'm going to have to force a play date with a guy I just met. Turns out they're very nice, but they're the same people that got me kicked out of the Swizzle Inn. We couldn't even make it through a day at the Swizzle Inn. Imagine 10 days on a boat. And I'm like, Mark, I got to tell you, this is going to end in a fight. The four girls trapped on a boat together for 10 days. The wine's going to flow. And there's going to be an argument. It's going to get uncomfortable. And everybody's going to have to go their own ways. And it's going to, there's going to be a rebuilding day at least. And then it's going
to
be awkward.
And you and Megan will be walking the Mykonos trying to find an Uber.
Just get out of here. Because I'm open. I'm going to be like, this is awkward and I'm not staying. You guys have my room to store stuff, but I'm getting off the boat. And he's like, that's not going to happen. They get another couple. Off they go. Comes back from the trip. I'm like, how was it? He looked at me and he goes, shut up. What? Dude, the first day, one of the girls had a couple of glasses of wine and looked at the new girl and said, you've never liked me. What's the problem? Like, the first thing she says, and
here we go.
Let's get to the rat.
Off we go. And I'm like, you know what the benefit of that was? It started day one. I guess it's better.
Purged it early.
That you got it out of the way day one. And it just was good. It was awkward already, but it was going to be that way all. But I can only imagine the whisper fights that were going on in those cabins. You put me on this stupid boat. We're trapped here for 10 goddamn days. You pretend you have cancer or fake a seizure or something. Get us out of here.
I only had one other buddy that did that same thing. He went with the four other couples.
Oh.
And the problem was, and it came out on day one, is of the seven crew members, the one girl was really hot. Oh, and boy. All the guys...
She was too hot.
And the women were just.
And that happens too. I envisioned exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The ladies in the one-piece bathing suits that they thought
looked
pretty good.
They're appreciating the beauty.
Were just miserable at the girl in that string bikini.
Is that what bikinis are made of now? Nothing? Jesus.
Leave something to the imagination.
Yeah, but the problem is I imagine it to be good, and then you take your one-piece off, and then, you ruin my imagination.
Everything starts falling.
Oh, you're no prize.
I admit it. You're the one trying to hide it. I know I'm ugly. I find it hysterical. But we did that, Brady. And not that I condone it. I do find it a little gross. Because I think forward, it's gross.
But props to the dude.
All he did was listen to us,
right?
That was the thing that brought it over. Like, maybe she found him attractive. He's kind of funny. He's an older guy. He's funny. He's a good guy. I like working with him.
They're enjoying each other.
And then they found a commonality. And will they ever run out of things to talk about? Not so long as we're here.
Did you hear Holmberg this morning?
Course, how old is she again?
Of course I did. 23. Which makes him 52.
Both adults. She said, both adults.
And they're totally, this is allowed.
But it's like, it's like you said, you want to go to Applebee's or you want to go to Steak 44?
And I understand it from her perspective.
Absolutely.
Some 23-year-old douchebag's trying to scrounge together change.
Here's some riblets, Bray.
To get her to, I'm going to Phil Burrows after we get hammered because we're going to f*** tonight up. We're getting faded. And we're going to go out. Man, tonight's going to be fire, baby. You don't hear that with a 52-year-old guy. Would you like to go to Steak 44 and have a nice evening? Maybe go to bed by 9?
That sounds amazing.
That's what I think.
So with you.
Oh, baby. Oh.
Do you want me to give you a massage?
Yeah, go get the icy hot. Let's not waste this. My shoulders are killing me. My knees hurt. We walked a lot today.
I want to take care of you.
Turn on the radio. Those magnificent bastards are talking. It just makes people mad. That's the fun part. I enjoy the awkwardness of hearing somebody talk about how an older guy and a younger lady or a younger guy and an older lady. I don't get that either. But the big argument from what do they talk about? It's like, that's the point. Like, we don't need to talk that much. What do we talk about that's so moving? Don't you want to be challenged philosophically? No, I don't want my relationship to be challenging ever. So you don't want somebody to ever question you. I didn't say that. But why is that one of your goals going in? I'm going to question all sorts of stuff this guy said. That doesn't sound fun. I'd rather have us be on, like, easy street. Like, we agree on almost everything. I don't go into it and going, let's see if I can challenge her on a few things.
You don't want intellectual stimulation?
No, I want...
I want stimulation.
Penis stimulation. Yeah, I mean, if you're... If you're doing math while you're blowing me, I guess that's what I consider intellectual. I'll get an agent for that. They can't stop doing math. You magnificent son of a bitch. Congratulations. Enjoy the next 3 years, both of you, because when she's 26, it ain't. You're, forget it. It's gross. I mean, you're being gross. Banging a 23-year-old that's 4 years younger than your daughter. That's disgusting. But he's having a good time. She's having a good time. Why do we bark at this? Why do we get so angry?
Panic. People panic.
I met a friend of mine yesterday's wife for the first time, and I didn't realize that she was young until she told me her name. Her name is Chandler. Very lovely lady. Very sweet. Great smile, like fun. I like the guy a lot. He's a cool dude. And he says, this is my wife, Chandler. And I'm like, oh, you named after the city? And then I realized that it was a youth thing because she goes, no, my parents named me after the guy from Friends. I'm like, oh my God. I didn't really put it together because he's a very handsome man. Now, you're young. And I loved every second of it because then I told her she's not allowed to ever be in a hot tub. If you're named Chandler, you got to stay away from bodies of water, small or large.
Stay dry.
Stay dry. Stay dry, Chandler. That's my advice to you today. Stay dry, Chandler. And knowing your husband, that's not a problem. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Charles. No, she was lovely, but I didn't realize it until she said she was named after the guy from Friends, and I did the math, and I'm like, she's not 30 yet. There's no way.
Jackpot. All right. Jackpot.
And what a disappointment it's been. You know, that's like back in 75. Congratulations. It's a boy. We're going to name it OJ. Oh, no. That's going to backfire. That's not good. I had a kid in elementary school at Osuna Elementary in Albuquerque named Cosby. I'm not so sure if that was because of him, but that seemed like a real good idea. Through most of my life, your kid named Cosby was a tribute. And then, But yeah.
I know a couple of Crosbys. No Cosby.
I knew it. His kid's name was Cosby.
Wow.
Cosby O'Dowd, I think his name, too. It was like a great name. It was like Cosby O'Dowd. Is that right? No, it was Ryan O'Dowd, and Cosby was his neighbor. I can't remember Cosby's last name. Cosby was awesome. White kid, too. It's even weirder. That's an easy dodge. But Chandler, and she's telling everybody, it's the guy from Friends. Oh, boo, boo. I just took a drink of water and poured some on the floor. For my fallen Chandler homies. But yeah, it makes people upset. And I find it hysterical. And she seemed very nice. And they seemed really super happy, smiling and laughing. What do they have to talk about? I don't know. Don't care. I don't look at any couple. That's the difference between men and women, too. I don't look at couples and go, I wonder what they talk about. All I know is that dude's just tired of talking. I'm looking over at most guys going, oh, no. She's telling a story. And it's going nowhere.
Angela at work, you remember her? She's married to Matt.
Yeah.
Sure.
I remember all these people.
Oh, you met him.
Yep.
We went to that thing with the rafts that time.
Okay.
We did?
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Hey, wives, you want to know when your husband's lying? When he goes, right. Yeah, Matt and Angela.
Ashley. Anyway.
Does it speed the process up? Yes.
Yeah. Does that make this story?
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
That's the worst question a man gets asked.
Oh my, what was he talking about?
The thing. The rafting thing with Monk and Ushley.
Those aren't names. You're not listening.
I am.
Anyway, Ashley's sister, who you haven't met, but I have met now once, and we went over, we had a thing. She doesn't wear socks, so there's...
Oh, good Christ, where's this going?
Can you step aside? I can't hear Brenly in front.
My friends who have been married for 20 plus years, 30 years actually now, my friend has his wife is the most delightful human being on the planet, but she tells stories like a Susie Chatty Cathy doll. You just pull the string and she won't shut up, and there's no real, and the stories are terrible, but they're funny because they're so bad, and he'll just occasionally go, all right, land the plane. Because he's been through it so often that in public, he'll just land the plane.
Oh, that means I'm supposed to land the plane. That means my story's going on too long.
And all of us at the table are like, thank God. Land the plane. I've gotten to know him so well that I just go, what the f*** is she talking about? I don't know how to land. Land the plane, baby. Land it. Get to the end.
I just remember my grandparents, my mom's side of the family, Babu and Pabelchick.
Yeah, great names.
When they would tell a story, they would say the year. It's 1965. And then, no, chick, it was...
Yeah.
Oh, then it takes a detour of date debate.
Let me tell the story.
No, because I was there with Dottie.
That's not what happened.
Shut up. The people I'm telling the story to don't need it to be historically accurate. Circa 65. Are you happy with that?
It was 64.
And then you just got to bite your lip.
Yeah.
As they're telling the story. I'm like, I did not shoot Kennedy, but I'm going to let her tell it.
That was we were in Dealey Plaza, and your friend, Mr. Zapruder, had a camera, and I told him he shouldn't be using a camera. He should be watching the president and paying respect.
All right. You tell the story, then. I don't care.
Anyway, it wasn't even 65, and we were never at the Kennedy assassination.
Why did you ruin my story? And then you're in the car.
Why are you so quiet?
Why would I talk? You're just going to correct me the whole time.
Well, I think it's important that they know the facts.
Now you find the facts. How about that? Why do we even... Being gay is better. It's just all that poop and penis and hair. Yuck. Hilarious.
If it wasn't for the chocolate LeBaron,
God. I think I'd be all over it. But that chocolate LeBaron. Boof. And rosebudding? That's a new thing. I didn't know that was part of it. Anyway, thanks to Lauren and her 52-year-old fella.
You guys enjoy each other.
Yeah. I hope you're happy. We in the side of man just look at you. I don't see a number. I just hope you're happy. And all that chitter chatter about how awful it is that this guy's banging that young girl. Meanwhile, Anne Hathaway's got a movie out right now where some lady in her late 40s is banging a 21-year-old, and it's called A Romance. It's a rom-com.
It's called Bigfoot and Unicorns.
Right. Yeah, Anne Hathaway's boning a 20-year-old. Rom-com.
You know, that's why they're so mad. Because it doesn't happen
to them, yeah. Martin Freeman.
And I get that.
And Jenna Ortega have a similar movie out right now. It's called A Psychological Thriller. That's huge. Perceptions.
It's gross both ways.
My aunt married a guy 21 years younger than him. Or her.
Her,
yeah. My aunt was a man. 21 years younger than her. Yeah. And maybe even 23 or 4. But everybody thought that was weird, too. So you realize my aunt thought like a dude. Like, this guy hit the jackpot. She was into all the things that she needed to be into, if you know what I'm saying. She provided him as a seasoned veteran.
She liked to gallop.
She liked, yeah, she still had some legs under her. Let's just say that. Not too often, though. She enjoyed that. She put him in an early grounder, too. She's still alive. He's not. There's a 21-year gap. That's pretty good. I don't want to say she banged him to death, but I'm pretty sure that guy was fulfilled. Especially because what happened to the court. She started to miss it right there. It was a long, long day. What do you got in the big board of musical treats there?
All right, Wake Up Song brought to you by Action Ride Shop. And like we've been talking about all week, got to get on actionrideshop.com and get in on the bike raffles that they're doing right now. $5 entry gets you a pack of stickers and an entry to get a brand new beach cruiser. But the big boy, buy those socks. $50 entry gets you a $10,000 Santa Cruz e-bike. So go to actionrideshop.com.
Yes. Right?
I just got an email from our blind listener, Sean. Said, golf. I'd much rather golf blind than hang around the house doing whatever she wants. He'd rather go out and learn golf than listen to her stories. The only thing he's got is hearing, and he doesn't want to use it on her. I don't know. Maybe I should try golf or darts or something.
You're blind.
It's better than your stories.
So,
Sean, that's hilarious. Sorry, go ahead. I want that bike, too. Enter me, Brett. Let's use fake names. And then...
Well, I think Megan and Mathieu could win. They don't work.
I know. I don't think so.
No?
Same last names. That's family members usually.
Damn it.
And coworkers. I think we got to use fake names.
All right.
I want that bike, though.
On the list, Nonpoint, August Burns Red, Whitewashed for the Goons, I Prevail, a couple people with Dynamite Hack, Boys in the Hood. I misspelled it, but Body Count, There Goes the Neighborhood, had like 3 for the Goons. Raw, Offspring, Pretty Fly for White Guy for the Goons, No Effects, Danzig, Disturbed, Violent Fetish for the Goons, and All That Remains, their new song, Divine.
This guy says, so you're telling me I got to go to Cobra Arcade tonight and tell a Latina that I love Holmberg in the show and she'll want to be with me? I don't know if it works every time. It just did in this case.
Worth a try.
It's, yeah, it doesn't hurt. Raised on radio. That's a good point. Genius. That guy said it. He said, remember your trip last year to Vegas? You put strange girls in a plane. How long did it take until they were fighting? 1 hour before we had trouble. You could sense the tension on the plane ride out. The first limo we got in, chicks were fighting. And that was what? What did we have? 10 people?
Yeah, total.
They had the great teepee debate.
Yeah, the debate of homeless teepees.
That limo ride was hilarious and uncomfortable all at the same time.
When someone who nicknamed herself Sucks and got upset at some political correctness in the car. If I'd have said it, she'd have been fine. But another girl said it. And that was trouble. And now we're going to the moon. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, Brett and I were in that car. Oh, no. We put girls together.
We were going across the street.
It was a tenth of a mile.
Aria to the Tropicana.
We just didn't want to walk because it was just a haul around the whole. It would have been a longer walk than car ride. Or, you know, like to mileage. The car could cut across. We had to walk all the way around.
We got out of the parking lot of the Aria, and it started.
Oh, it was bad.
I know it was semi-serious, but that's hilarious.
That's all I saw. Like, wait a minute. Are you telling me Sucks and is upset at something? She, like, you didn't like hearing something?
She's
like,
got morals.
I thought we were safe here, Sucks and with whatever we were talking about.
I have to draw the line somewhere.
All right. Sorry, Sucks and I'm sorry you were offended. I don't know how, but I'm sorry.
It's about camping.
It's about homeless people camping.
Do you like camping? No,
and
I
teepees.
Don't.
Getting teepees, something like that. Yeah, well, there was a thing about teepees. As a Native American, I'm offended. I'm like, oh, God, she said teepee. This is over. He's right. You're right. Took an hour. An hour. We're like, oh, Christ, now we got to babysit all weekend. And then on the flight back, are we going to squash this beef or what? I'm like, oh, Jesus, they just won't end it.
I just started drinking.
Yeah, that's
we got on the plane.
We had a 31-minute flight, and Brett and I had three drinks.
Yep.
It was a very fun trip.
Absolutely. But
there was some tension. And that's what kind of made it more fun.
That's it. No more mushrooms.
Because we just dismissed ourselves. Right. All right, put the mushrooms away. Old Sucks and can't handle her meat. Let's get her off the astral plane and back down here to Earth.
I felt sorry for Peg.
Peg was awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
I loved Peg. We'll do it again. We'll do another trip. Oh, yeah. Boy, that Dynamite Hack Boys in the Hood thing for the Gilbert Goon sure
is brutal to listen to. It's just so slow. And just...
All right, how about Body Count again? Once again, it's the Goons theme song. There goes the neighborhood. Be careful when you're walking the streets day or night out there in Gilbert. They've got themselves a hybrid gang that runs on electricity and gas. Horrifying. Scares me to death. I don't know how you guys got that, but you're the first.
Kids are eco-friendly.
That's right. You're the first in the block to have a green gang.
I got hydraulics on my Tesla.
I mean, Biden's thrilled with
Let's
your green
look at
gang.
The good things that are happening.
Hey, you got yourself a green gang. Great job. Hey, like, green gangs out there make sure that the earth's safe while they kill people and rob them. I was in a gang. Nobody's questioning Biden. Again, that Stern interview was so weird. When he said he was a lifeguard at a public pool, and Stern said, did you ever save anybody's life? And I believe his answer was, yeah, dozens of times. You'd think that you'd get medals from a city. I don't know any lifeguards that do public pool stuff that have dozens of saves under
them. Yeah, maybe one.
One or two. Like real lifesavers. A few times
and
you blow the whistle.
And some that have gone majority.
Yeah, like he really thought every time he blew the whistle, someone's life was in peril. Dozens of times. Dozens. The lowest amount of dozens is 24. Once you add an S to dozen, the lowest amount you can get is 24. He's claiming. He's the Audie Murphy of lifeguards. He saved at least 24 lives.
Maybe he was the best one, and if he someone's was in there, man, Joe, we need you. Pull somebody.
I'd rather have him be a lifeguard than a president if he's dozens of saves. How unsafe was this pool? And also... Like, wouldn't the city eventually shut that down? Because they're wearing the lifeguards out. Another 10 saves today. This place going crazy.
And how long that we haven't known that. I never knew that about them.
No, never heard
you'd
it.
You'd think you'd have the cast of Baywatch at the White House a couple of times.
Let me ask you a question real quick. How many lives? I mean, in other words, people were dying every day.
Oh, yeah. Every goddamn day someone died. I saved them, brought them back to life through witchcraft. I'm a necromancer.
You're telling me you can bring people back to life.
Yeah, if they're waterlogged.
That's unbelievable. Ride the Sibian.
The only thing that was missing from that interview, it's so weird.
It is a weird listen part of it,
is some product that they're shilling away from.
Yeah, at the end they needed to sell me a timeshare.
Yeah.
Like, I listened, and then at the end,
like, this is not Howard Stern.
I have to tell you, President Biden, there's one thing we haven't talked about yet, and that's the magic of poof. It gets rid of smells and stains in your house. Like, what?
You just throw these balls into the dryer.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. And it's totally organic. It's like the Gilbert Goons. And completely organic. You spray it on. You can eat it. You can put it on dog poop. It gets rid of the scent. We'll be right back.
Buy your bottle of Simply Howard.
Simply Howard, 2-for-1 if you call now.
Yeah, and right now only. I'm telling you, right now, this is the best time to get involved.
Yum. Yeah, tell them about Howard. This is a good deal.
And I know deals.
I know how to save lives and deals.
You get this sauce, this delicious boss sauce. And I'm telling you right now, you got to get this.
Hey, put it on body parts, you know. I'm affected by cannibalism.
All this is brand new information, sir.
Kills COVID.
It kills COVID. Gets rid of COVID. Like me.
Like, just give me a round number. Estimate. I mean, how many people do you think you've saved in your life?
Thousands.
That's unbelievable. And I'm not even going to question that. I'm just going to let you say it. I used to be a powerful interview. Not so much. Have you tried new Werther's candies?
Oh, I got some in my pocket now.
Of course you do. You're 100. Ride the Sibian.
Okay.
Look at that president ejaculate. Isn't it amazing?
Anyway, all right, let's do it. Body count for you, Gilbert Goons. The eco-friendly gang of the East Valley. Now hybrid. Impressive. Inner city gangs. Are you hybrid, or are you wasting all these precious natural fossil fuels? Come on. What are you, fracking over there? Let's get with it. Get like the Gilbert gangs. They're hybrid now. It's body count. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
That's Marilyn Manson right there. Beautiful people. Marilyn's coming to town here, and we're all very curious in the building on which one we're going to get. Are we going to get the one that's revamping himself and starting all over, or are we going to get the one we saw that one time behind that mountain of cocaine and Taco Bell? I'm not sure which Marilyn shows up, but I am curious about it.
It's got to be the latter of the two, because I don't think Five Finger would tour with him.
Oh, that's right.
All those guys being Finger. Clean.
You're right, because those guys are off the hooch.
Yeah.
So they can't have Marilyn wandering around with that abominable snowman he makes. And he was making cocaine angels. He had so much of it, he's laying on the ground doing snow angels in it.
But wasn't he, was he with Zombie last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's...
Now, I think that was a festival show, though. I think there was a lot on that one.
Well, I don't think Zombie doesn't care. He's not like a recovering guy. No. He's just never really...
Yeah, the guys in Five Finger are.
Yeah.
That band has decided to
don't
clean
bring that
up.
Around.
Yeah, yeah, right. They can't be near it. And so bringing Marilyn Manson to the party means Marilyn has straightened himself up or has disguised it better than ever. Either way, it's going to be a hell of a show.
Hopefully it's early in the tour that they're coming.
That's September 10th.
Yeah, that's probably.
You know what the next day is. Let's hope it doesn't repeat itself with cocaine.
It's a great day.
So, well, yeah, it's your divorce day. I forgot.
Hell yeah. September 11th. Here we come.
He is the only person in America who actually loves September 11th.
Toledo does, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, both of us. Yeah.
His is September 11th, too. Somehow or another, they both landed their divorce on September 11th. The happiest investments of their lives.
Absolutely.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And if you want to head on over there, tell you what, maybe you'll see me on TV. Because the Canelo and Manguia fight is happening. Also, UFC 301. All of it on the screens up there at Hooters, which is beautiful. That Canelo-Manguia fight is going to be awesome. Cinco de Mayo, two Mexicans fighting each other. I'm going to wear a stabby-proof vest. That crowd's going to be bananas. Also, Sunday at Hooters West Phoenix, right there on Cinco de Mayo, they're going to have a car show from 9 to 1 featuring 50 of the best cars in all of Arizona. So head on over to the West Phoenix Hooters to see the car show. But you can watch all the fights right there with no cover. Canelo Manguia and UFC 301 at any Hooters. Thanks, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National No Pants Day.
Okay. Let's do it.
Down they go. Couple of basis fun facts.
What am I supposed to wear? Culottes? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's illegal to not wear pants. Just shorts day? Okay.
Cabana wear?
You want my cabana clothes. I'm making a comeback here. Getting close to June.
George Lazenby was offered a 7-movie deal to play James Bond, but he only played the one.
Yeah.
His agent convinced him that the Bond would be archaic and liberated in the 70s.
What?
Don't do it. He said Bond playing that character will be archaic.
Oh.
In the liberated 70s.
It would make women play things, which Bond did.
Yeah.
And the new movement, they were afraid.
Might gonna backfire.
Make Bond look like
hope
a...
Hope you fired that guy.
Yeah.
That agent screwed him.
Lazenby could have had it.
Yeah, I remember seeing that documentary, and he kind of talks about it. One of the biggest moves, and they put a value on that 7-picture deal over the years.
Because Connery had already done it, and then they were looking for long-term stuff. Lazenby did one. Oh,
and he had
God.
Really no background. They pulled him out of...
And Connery had to come back.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then Connery did all the good ones, and then Roger Moore showed up.
Tarot cards were originally invented in Europe in the 1400s as a regular card game. Fortune tellers didn't start using them until the late 1700s.
Oh.
There you go, hacks.
Yeah. I was riding my bike back from... I had it downtown, and I rode it from downtown back to my house the other day. And I was going up Central, and there's a sandwich board out that says, sees all, knows all, tells all, psychic, open now. Walk-ins, welcome. And all I thought was, wouldn't it be great to have a psychic store that just said, we were expecting you on the door? I mean, be clever.
What the sandwich board should say.
Yeah, yeah, I'm expecting you. Like, at least be clever, psychics. Your bunko stupid pseudoscience isn't a thing. At least be funny. Don't.
Yeah, you're here at a specific. You're here for the 156 appointment?
Right. Huh? I'm just walking in.
I've been expecting you.
Hello, John.
What? Right. Well, that I got duped in San Diego by that lady who came up to me and said, does this mean anything to you? And she had a bunch of numbers on a piece of paper. And I'm like, huh? And then she took the numbers and started to write letters. And she spelled out my the girl of my desire's name, the one that was driving me bananas at the time. This is 1993. And she spelled it with a Q, and that's how you spell it. And I was like, what did you just do? And so I went in there, and she started to tell. Well, turns out later, my witch sister knew the girl. And she came up and duped me.
Oh.
I didn't find that out for years. I was wandering around with that piece of paper in my wallet.
There's a chance.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's in the air. Like, but again, there I am. I'm 21 years old. Dumb as a box of rocks.
And you never found Cunita.
No, Cunita. And go figure. Cunita took her two kids and moved. I thought for sure we'd be together. The psychic said so. She said, I see great darkness in your future. I'm like, that's Cunita.
Marvin Gaye's real last name was Gay without an E at the end.
Ooh.
He added the E early in his career, when there wouldn't be any questions about his sexuality.
Isn't gay without an E always gay? I'm confused.
Maybe he was just gay, but not for everyone. And that's what the E.
Hey, man, you're gay without an E.
Goddamn right I am.
With an E, gay isn't gay? Nope. But it's gay. Add an E, it's less gay.
It's gay-y.
So gay is less gay if I put an E on it, but say it the same?
Should we go down the hall and test it?
That's right. Our test came back that gay is a whole lot less gay if it's got an E on it.
The average American admits they ignore their check engine light for 4 months before addressing it.
4 months?
20% will go even longer, between 6 and 18 months.
Jeez.
There's a check engine light? Is that what that thing is? I thought it was just like engine's awesome.
Yes. The thumbs up.
It's working.
It does look like the thumbs up emoji a little.
It does. It's like, it's working. I have an engine emoji because I started the car. It's saying engine on.
35% of the people have regretted putting the car care off. And the reasons why.
Money.
Problem expanding and becoming more expensive.
Yeah. It's pricey.
And it creates a little anxiety, that check engine light.
I've seen people actually put business cards on the dashboard to cover up the check engine light.
The average person.
There you go.
It's annoying.
It.
Yeah.
They said the average person spends about $438 on a car maintenance every year.
Want to hear the dumbest thing that's ever happened in the history of man? Mm. And this is saying something, and I believe it is in the running for dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. My sister used to have a 1988 Pontiac Firebird because she was a bimbo. They all did. And the check engine light came on. And you get in the car, the first thing she would do is turn up the radio as loud as she could turn it up.
So she couldn't hear it?
There was nothing to hear. Oh. But she turned it up. So in case it started to make noises that would make her realize why the check engine light's on, she wouldn't hear it. Of course, later when she'd start the car, it would literally, like, you turn the key and it would go,
kill me.
And the car was done. It didn't have oil, didn't have anything in it. Except for my sister and usually a rogue Mexican.
Did your dad slap his forehead a lot about her car? How many cars did he have to buy her?
That was hers.
Oh, okay.
And she was still living at home and stuff, but he's like, that's on you. And then, of course, he'd help her out when it was like,
I can't leave. I guess I just have to stay at the house all the time.
The big hostage negotiation was if her car didn't work, she was there a lot. So my dad fixed her car a few times.
Get out.
There's a thread on social media where people are talking about the craziest wedding gifts they've received. One couple got a copy of Windows 95. They were married in 2010.
That's pretty good. When did you get 2010? Them that? Why did you do that, Brady?
Yeah. It was a little over the 6 months.
Had this laying around. Thought I'd hand that to you.
A 2-foot-tall ceramic statue of a cobra with ruby eyes.
Indian wedding.
Another couple got a box of soap, the Dove soap, the 18-bar pack.
Oh.
A hot dog toaster.
That's a little rude, isn't it?
They said the best part is this couple got divorced, then reconciled, and for the second wedding, the person got him a hot dog toaster.
Yeah, I'm not getting you a second wedding gift if you're with the same person.
A hot dog toaster?
Just because you took a break.
Those, haven't you?
You can't do that.
Those are just
Did your parents have a second wedding they invited people to when they got married again?
Yeah, they didn't take presents and stuff.
Yeah, you can't. Like, you just took a break from each other. Otherwise, why wouldn't we pull that scam over and over?
Oh, it's happening.
I would do it in a heartbeat. Apparently. Get married again and go, I need more presents, so let's act like we're doing this over.
Gumball machine.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's a terrible wedding present. Look at this. Well, you spent a whole $25 on a hot dog toaster.
Okay, gotcha.
You do not like this couple.
You could bop that down like those. Oh, my God.
$25 and it's still 17% off.
Yeah.
Wow. Toaster buns.
Why is Brady hard? What's going on with that picture?
This was his wedding present.
That would be the greatest wedding present ever. He'd finally cry at his wedding.
This is the most beautiful day of my life.
Just realize summertime toasted buns means a whole lot different thing to you.
Brady's really in love with her, isn't he?
I can't get over what an amazing day this is.
Put the toaster down for a second. Hug your wife.
Never.
A red glass. A glass ashtray that looked like a vagina.
Wow. That's exactly what it's
full circle.
A glass. Man. It's a glass tray.
Man, Freud.
A large dictionary.
Okay. What?
Like that was.
Oh, that was. I thought that was tied to the ashtray somehow.
We're on the same story. Okay.
That's what I thought too.
That wasn't so much a thing as it was a clue.
Women are reporting a new side effect that's being referred to as unpredictable. Ozempic breasts. Some women are saying it's making their breasts sag. Others saying it makes them balloon.
No.
Doctors say the sagging is more common.
Because of weight loss.
Someone loses weight.
What the hell's wrong with them?
But they said the other thing that could happen is as you're losing weight, your breasts could look bigger.
Yeah, because you're getting smaller.
Hormonal fluctuations in the body can cause temporary breast swelling or tenderness. Or it's just possible that it's the optical illusion.
All right.
Britta is getting larger.
Leon's getting larger.
And now it's time for some science news.
All right.
Hello, my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news. It's National Space Day as well. Put pants on.
Pants
that,
off
though.
In Space Day? All right.
A study found running along the inside of a spinning wheel might prevent astronauts from losing muscle mass when they're up on the space station. It's kind of like a hamster wheel. They call it the wall of death. Oh. They bungee you in and you have to run. You run in circles, basically. Almost like that motorcycle in
it's a
sphere.
Like the hypodome or whatever they call those things. I forget what it is. But
the hippodrome?
No, that's the biking circle. You're saying that it goes up and above you? Because they got no gravity, so they can just keep running.
Yeah, they can keep running, but they do.
But they can go on the sides and stuff. So it's a ball that they run in. That would be fun.
It does work. It helps them because they can lose muscle mass if you're not doing any activity up there. China is trying to bring back the first samples from the dark side of the moon. And NASA.
This is how we all end.
NASA recently broke a record by receiving a laser transmission from a spacecraft 140 million miles away. The transmission they decided to test it with was a cat video.
Got an email from a guy that says, I got to argue that your sister's idea of turning the radio up for the check engine light isn't the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That goes to your wife for the idea of the gravity metal magnet boots for stewardesses. I forgot about that. Yeah, that is true.
What's that one?
So we're on a plane and the turbulence was going a little bit and the stewardess was holding onto the chairs and she's bobbing back and forth. She goes,
this is crazy. So dangerous.
And I'm like, yeah.
They should make them wear gravity boots or magnets or something like that.
And I'm like, their ankles would shatter. what? And then you just hear them come. Can I get you a drink? I want you to sit down immediately. If this plane goes sideways at all, your legs are going to split in half.
It was a good idea.
And then her other idea was to put them on tracks. Like a slot car. Yeah. You put them in a slot car. And then their feet would be locked to the ground. And I'm like, that's even worse. Now their whole, their midsection's just going to tumble off the top of them.
It's a good idea.
She dug in on it for a minute and then later revealed. I think she started to do the mental math in her head. And that's stupid.
Researchers at UC San Diego invented a new type of living plastic with built-in bacteria that's able to digest, that's basically able to digest it. So it can be broken down in as little as 5 months. In dinosaur news.
I was waiting for it. We've been missing a lot on this.
T-Rexes are probably, were probably morons. A study last year claimed they might have been as smart as monkeys, but a new study found that they were probably about as smart as a modern-day alligator.
Cool.
And so comparison-wise, does anybody relate to that?
I mean, now we can learn how dumb they were.
And
it helps us not at all.
Is the alligator still smart enough to eat me?
Still struggle with that being like religion's biggest mistake. Why was God fooling around with the dinosaurs for so long and then said, screw this, starting over?
Science
he etch-a-sketched the planet.
Yeah.
Like, dinosaurs had to be his original plan.
He did wipe it clean once.
Twice.
Three times.
A
creator.
Three times a deity. And I love you, unquestionably. What was with the dinosaurs, though? I have to ask. Yeah, I was six. I like toys. Like, they had, that's just inexplicable that he played with the dinosaurs for so long and then just said, people.
Science finally figured out why beer tastes better cold. Cooling it down arranges the molecules in a different way, so you taste the ethanol a little more. Mm. That's good because it's slightly bitter and also sweet. With warm beer, you don't taste it as much.
In Europe, they like the beer warmer.
Warm. Yeah, that Guinness straight out of the tap is like 50 degrees.
That's your science news. This 73-year-old dude was arrested, put in handcuffs. Joseph Delaney chucked a cheeseburger at the highway patrol officer, hit him in the thigh.
Why was the highway patrol officer there?
He was called to, said there's a little ruckus going on outside. Went to check it out.
Can you describe the ruckus?
There's Delaney Joseph.
There's a ruckus.
You describe the ruckus. Whoa. This dude looks like Predator.
Assault by cheeseburger.
That is the scariest dude I've ever seen.
Oh, guilty.
Yeah. He's guilty, all right. Just for that hair.
I don't remember this part, but guy says, was Megan watching Face Off that week? Because didn't they have magnetic boots in the prison?
In the prison. Yeah, but they don't really go through turbulence there so much.
Well, it's
the prison was flying? I missed that part of the movie. Is that a magic Aladdin
prison?
So
they can freeze the inmates, basically. They couldn't walk. They could lock down them.
Well, that gravity boots to punish, I understand, but she was trying to do it as a safety measure.
Right.
And somebody also pointed out, said, what about how she thinks bears are made? And which is another great one. When I was standing on top of the house in Cholo, because I had a deck on it, and I was tossing bread down onto the ground.
What are you doing?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
You're throwing bread down there.
Like, yeah, there's birds and like I'm watching them eat.
That makes bears.
I said, no, when a boy bear and a girl bear love each other very much, that makes bears.
You know what I mean.
Like, I don't think throwing bread makes bears. Well, they're not sea monkeys. If it rains, the bread doesn't turn into a big bear. Go inside.
Now, get inside.
Someone posted an image on social media that an Aldi grocery store. Looks like someone opened a package of bacon and took a bite out of the corner, then left it there. Not just one slice, the whole stack. It could have been a stunt, because there's other explanations for the mouse-sized hole. It does look like a bite. Some people were saying that bacon, that type of bacon, sometimes it can be cut that way, and it looks like a bite. But I'm going with a bite. I think that.
Somebody bit this.
Yeah.
Something was eating that.
That's not
that smoked that bacon. That is a human bite. I don't even know why we're talking about mice. Jeez. A human opened that package, bit the pile of uncooked bacon, and then rewrapped it. That's a person's mouth. Bacon is never cut that way, and mice don't have mouths the size of Brett.
Now I turn to Brett for some fantastic videos.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Brett doesn't want to do the videos on Friday. That's just for Brett.
Because you get the...
No reason to bring up
cornucopia of
his crap as well. Right.
He's sitting there with his bottle of piss ready to throw it.
That's fine.
Here we go.
That's fine. Put your seatbelts on. It is Friday.
Yikes.
All right. This one happens quick, so you got to watch this.
All right. Just here we go.
Watch both ways when you're crossing the street.
Okay. Yeah, always remember to look both ways when crossing the road. Brett's good at sound advice there. This video begins with somebody trying to cross the road. Oh, we got people. Oh, my God. That car's going 100 miles an hour, and that's two Scottsdale girls.
Is that a three-pack or a two-pack?
Oh, it took out two.
And the car.
Oh, man. And clipped a car, too. It hit the front end of the car. Man, the car was severely damaged by the one girl. The other one looks pretty good. But that first one, that car's totaled because of her.
The dude in the... Is that a mid-engine Corvette?
Yeah, he just missed it.
Just missed a brand-new Corvette. Hit a Honda Pilot or something, and then two girls. Wow. Holy smokes, that car's going fast. Next video. Oh, man, what a start.
It's one of these wonderful countries.
Oh, yeah, just a bunch of motorcycles parked on the side of a crappy road in a crappy country. Surveillance footage of motorcycle tire shop, too. They got so many of them, that's all they do. The cars are going pretty fast by this shop. It is evidently a shop on the freeway.
That guy's toast.
It's in a lane. Oh, yeah, there's a dude standing by all the bikes. He's about done. Here comes a car. Oh, it's a bus. Oh. A bus took out 100 of the motorcycles. Okay.
And the aftermath.
Where's my scooter?
Oh, we've got pictures of the aftermath. There was a guy
Oh! Wow.
He is in every direction. That man is a human swastika.
Was that two guys? Was that two guys or is it the same guy?
Human swastika they turned him into. He is facing every direction. Yeah, those are cuss words.
What he said.
Those are clearly cuss words in whatever crappy country that is. Wow. Enjoy your trip to Thailand, Toledo.
That's a different country.
No, it isn't.
Part of Asia.
That's there is a lot.
There's a shot.
That's a lot of guts.
He's smiling.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Samsung's TV goodness. Up over there.
Is that the right one?
No, you got it. That's the Samsung one.
All right.
Next. All right. Moving right along.
Ugh. Friday. How did this start? We didn't used to do this. Like every Friday, and now I'm like cringing.
Yeah.
There's morons on TikTok.
Oh, it's a guy nailing his ear to a plank. Oh, it's a nail right through his ear. Oh, my
That's
God.
The new way they're piercing ears.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Is there sound on this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my Lord. And he's got a washer because you don't want
you don't want it to come loose. Right. Yeah.
Here's the worst thing. Then you got to put the claw in there and pull the nail out.
Or not.
Ear
or not. Maybe,
I think the point is to get it out.
Yeah. Maybe it's to stabilize it for the final.
He's got Christ ear.
The final cut.
He's got the stigmata.
That's the Jesus ear. The ear stigmata. I've heard so much about.
How about some dancing?
Oh, what is that? Is that a guy's dick sticking out of the table? Okay. The guy's penis and testicles are through a hole on a table, and a lady is just stomping that into tomorrow.
Oh, a soft shoe.
And she's in gigantic clogs. What in the world is...
Yeah, that's fake.
I didn't even... I hope so. I hope Brady's right.
Oh, my God.
That's a nice piece the dude's carrying. He has stuck his entire package through a wooden table, and she is dancing on it.
Why? Why?
You never see these on nature shows. You never see birds. Jane Goodall never once filmed them.
Oh!
This dude is a potato bug, and he is ingesting all of his penis.
And now the wife walks in.
And there's a traveler
or another fellow twink.
He is deep throating himself, and it's impressive because he's not very big. And his friend's standing there watching now. Came home from a long day's work. He's got his work bag and everything. This is not going to end well. Now he's getting up. His roommate's in the room. Right, leave, Dad.
Oh,
he
said.
Now, that's just a funny joke. That's just a funny joke. That guy is limber.
And we'll just end on the disgusting side.
But more I'm not going to tell you. If I could do that, I would.
Oh, we all said we tried.
Okay, here's a guy in a bra and panties. He's watching himself on a closed circuit television. He's taking his penis out. He's playing with it a little bit. He's a creepy, older, bald gentleman. He's smacking his butt. He's not going to go well. Something terrible's going to happen. Braun panties, takes his panties off, giving himself a little joy tug. And now he's putting it up against something. His butt's going on, getting very close to the camera. Here's his butt. It's a close-up of his butt. Stop it. Oh, God. Oh, he's pushing out the rosebud. I didn't know you could control it this way.
But look.
He's just pooping.
Is it a baby eagle?
Just pooping. Why are we watching a man poop? What?
It gets worse.
How does this get worse?
Oh, because it's getting purple.
He's spreading him. Oh, come on. Something
here
bad's
comes the come bud.
Go straight to hell. Do he's not getting, pass go.
He's laying down the topsoil
for
the rosebud.
Collect $200. Okay, he stopped pooping on the camera.
No.
He's sitting down. The poop is on the table. It's a big pile, and he's going. No! He's got his mouth over it. Go away! Go away! No!
No!
He's taking full bites like an apple.
It's terrible. Get it off! Enough
it's
eating.
You can't even pretend it's a Tootsie Roll. You can't even, mentally pretend it's something else.
And he is like beer dropping.
He's still tugging. He's got a mouthful of his own poo, and he's still... Oh, he just took a big bite. Now he's letting it fall out of his mouth.
And he's doing that for
his lover. He's doing that for us, Brady. This is for the... This is, look at his teeth. Did you just...
He ate the piece that looked like a brown brain.
He spit it back out. Like he won't... Oh, the one he's got in his mouth now. He's still tugging. I gotta say, he's in good shape. He's doing a lot of chest work. He looks nice.
Good night.
Oh, God. Oh, now he's just gonna finish on the pile.
Watch the whole thing?
Come on, man. He's got a mouthful of his own poo. Okay. Jesus. Now he candy coats the poopies. Is that over yet? How much is left of this video?
No, turn it off.
Thank God.
Jeez.
It's way too long.
We'll end there.
No, society? I agree.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a top 10.
Oh, yeah.
And to wrap it up, there's the comment on that applies in multiple ways.
Said, the E doesn't matter. I thought it was only gay when you add a D.
That's true.
It's less gay when you take the D out of the word gay. That was difficult.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I'll just hit a button and we'll just wander around the studio for a little bit. There's your Brady report, I guess.
Happy Friday.
Immediately, I've forgotten every story Brady did today. That's it. I don't even know what we were talking about. Jeff Dye's going to come in a little bit. We'll talk to him about that. We'll show him this video. Oh, too. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
I can't hear the end of this story. I wanted to hear the end of that story. Stupid song. Jeff Dye is here, everybody. He's at Desert Ridge Improv. If you want to go see him, it's tonight and tomorrow only. That's it. One tonight.
Tonight sold out, and tomorrow there's still some tickets available.
All right.
So please come to Saturday.
Why aren't you doing two tonight? Just don't feel like it.
Don't feel like it.
That's awesome. See, that's right. That's exactly it. Can you finish that story?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Start it again.
My guard always comes down when I'm around you guys because you guys just say anything.
Sure.
But then I don't want to, like, curse. What are the.
Which word do you have to replace?
The B word.
Bitch?
Yeah.
You're good.
All right. So, no, I was. This was like in 2008. I was at the Comedy Cellar and I had, like, a fight with my girlfriend. And Patrice is like, "What's wrong, man?" I was like, "Oh, my girlfriend, we were going through this thing." And he's like, "What? I see you around here, man. Girls look at you and stuff. You probably do okay." And I was like, "Well, I guess." And he's like, "Here's what you do. You go get a bitch tonight, right? Drink with her. Man, forget about your girlfriend. Just drink with her. Have a good time. Then when she's ready to, like, have sex with you, like, were you ready to hook up or whatever?" I don't know his words. He goes, "Take her back. Just walk right in there in front of your girlfriend and say, 'Yeah, I met this bitch tonight. It's, you know.
It's on.'"
I was like, that's the worst advice I've ever heard. Like Patrice O'Neal lives in a different universe. His advice to men doesn't work unless you're him.
Take the woman that you are with and introduce her to the girl you're going to.
Yeah, that I'm
going to
cheat on her with tonight.
By the way, this is on.
Because you know what,
though? He's like, "You got to let her know to act right." And I was like, this is not good advice. Like, we hear Patrice and we go, man, I'm going to do that. It don't work for nobody.
That is the worst advice.
Yeah.
Also, though, to his credit, it's what every woman says they want, which is just honesty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have sex with her
tonight.
Here's
a different level.
Right. Yeah. That's honesty.
Let me give you some advice.
I'm not so sure they really want all that honesty.
I mean, it worked for him. He was the best.
Yeah. You have a great philosophical line that comes up in memes every once in a while.
Oh, this week.
Well, it's come up a few. I get it a lot, but it's the one where you say a woman says porn is the.
Oh, yeah.
I forget exactly.
Yeah, just like she says porn sets up unrealistic expectations. And I was like, yeah, so does The Notebook.
Right.
So does all the rom-coms. Yeah. Like all your little things, those are unrealistic.
Yeah, well, I said it this morning because Anne Hathaway's in a movie where she's in her late 40s and she's boning a 21-year-old guy. That's called a rom-com.
Yeah.
At the same time, Jenna Ortega's in a movie with Martin Freeman where he's having sex with her, and it's called a psychological thriller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
One of them is a horror movie. The other is a woman's dream.
I talk about it all the time in my act and, like, just in podcasts. It comes up a little too much because I don't know why I'm so harping on the subject of men and women. But just be honest. They need to be honest also.
Yeah.
It's like women, there's this new delusion of, like, well, we do all the things men – you don't. But we're not mad at you for it.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, women don't pour cement. And we don't need them to pour cement. We're not mad at them for not pouring cement. But if they started walking around going, "We pour cement," you don't. You don't. We don't need you to, but don't pretend you do.
Right.
Just, you know, it's women's basketball sucks.
Yeah. All right? Exactly what I was just going to say.
And it's okay. And it's okay, but don't lie to us like it is.
Here's the thing I'm mad about in this town and have been from. I am a WNBA hater. Yeah. It is so loud. And I won't play the game. They named a street downtown after Diana Taurasi.
Oh, jeez.
The goat.
Yeah, how long did she cry about it before they gave it to
her? I don't know, but we have a guy who was the announcer of the Suns for 56 years. Yeah. He just retired. No name streets.
No name streets.
The guy who invented the Suns.
Right.
Nothing. The original Suns.
Dan Marley had to open a bunch of restaurants where he could hire cute young chicks before his name was on something.
Exactly. And Amari Stoudemire tried it and it shut down.
Yeah. And he got Taurasi. Underwear. Dan finally got underwear.
Taurasi has a road, and the only reason... is so we just don't listen to any bitching.
And that's all it is. That's it. They can complain and complain and complain. Yep. It's like, we're not mad. Like, good things don't need you to cry about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, that's, I mean, I don't know. It's like
truth.
Cocaine never had a commercial. There was never a billboard. Buy cocaine. You'll like it. Yeah. Please. Just give it a shot. No, like, it's doing great.
It's as good as soda.
Things
it's like, no.
Yeah, things that are good, we watch and we do. We don't need you to campaign
exactly.
Like, make us feel guilty.
Truth and great things invite scrutiny.
Yeah.
And the things that fight you on things are, they know they're wrong.
Yeah, you're never going to guilt me into watching a thing.
No, no.
Why didn't you see Black Panther? I don't know, it looked stupid. But what does that say about race? I go, it's a comic book. What are you talking about? This wasn't a civil rights documentary.
It's not even
dummies.
Our planet. Yeah, I don't even know.
This is not some sort of...
You'll see. Wakanda will come out.
What are you talking about? You can't guilt me into watching something.
Yeah. And you didn't watch Black Panther?
No. I mean, I don't watch any of that crap.
Yeah, I don't either. I watched it and it stunk.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, I didn't think it was very good.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought, oh, white, black, Mexican, I don't care who was in this. This isn't a very good movie.
I also didn't watch the big, giant green guy. I don't care. But green people weren't going, you must have an issue with giant green people. I don't. I think it's all stupid.
Yeah, I
like
agree.
The WNBA.
Exactly. It's back to it. Jeff Dinerham, say full circle.
Yes. I'll watch what's good.
Especially when you start saying things like, well, there's a better product of the same sport.
Right.
So I'll watch that instead.
Also, I'm hard on those boys. You know, like when, like the, I'm pretty hard when a team stinks. I don't
miserable to
how
them.
How many Pelicans games did you watch this year?
Yeah,
and you didn't go, hey, what do you hate New Orleans?
Yeah,
you know, if the team sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I don't hate all women. Just all women who play basketball.
Well, I don't even hate them.
I do.
Just not going to watch.
Right.
I don't care.
Well, that's the reason I don't watch.
Yeah, lower the rims. Let these ladies dunk. I'll be at every game.
Now you got some.
Yeah. I put out the challenge.
I'll give it a shot.
Here's how I know they know it's bad. Because they were barking at me at one point. They gave us tickets to the finals.
Oh, nice.
And then we sat in the front row and I watched. And I'm like, this is
terrible
product.
And they hated us.
Yeah, and then they got mad at us for going, it's not good.
Not only that, just watching as a... a man in the stadium.
Yeah. All the women references. Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson was forced by the Suns to talk to us about how good the WNBA was.
So
I told him, I said, I just didn't think it was very good. I guess that's my opinion. And he goes, well, I said, I'd just rather watch the NBA. And he goes, you got to remember, though, that the NBA had a 75-year head start. And I'm like, and it always.
So what?
But it always will.
And what does that mean?
That gap will never get caught.
But what does that mean?
That they're 75 years
ahead.
We've
been trained to like it? No, it's the best of the best. How many times do you go to a community college baseball game?
Right.
It's not as good as the pros.
Right.
I watch the best.
Right. There's a reason AA and AAA have to have these weird programs in the middle of the baseball game to make it interesting. They got to entertain you with something.
Yeah, the mascot's out there doing some silent comedy because nobody cares.
Right. I challenged the WNBA to take their champion, and I would put together a team of all-star eighth-grade boys.
Yeah.
And we would beat them every time.
Yeah, and they would just – but even I wouldn't watch that. I'd go, who cares?
But the dunking would be amazing because they're 13. And you're like, wow.
If they can dunk, I'm back.
I'm not getting kids who can't dunk. They're eighth-grade boys. They're dunking.
Black kids.
White kids need not apply for the team I'm putting together. I'm not an idiot.
We need one shooter, I guess, at the front.
A little outside.
Especially if he's a chubby Euro. I mean, these guys are killing it right now.
Well, that was my mistake a few years ago when I harped hard on the Suns to pick DeAndre Ayton over that fat European boy.
Yeah, boy, you were wrong.
Luka Doncic. Who knew? But ten times out of ten, I'm right, taking a 7-foot athletic African-American over a fat European 19-year-old.
Who knew? Yeah, these kids can.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Now, they may change my
mind.
They're
the only white guys in the league, just all Euros.
But even still.
Radmanovic, Pastor Gugunovic, who passed to Zarnovic, who passed to Lalanovic, who passed to Dokic. I'm like, when is Liam Neeson going to come in here and shoot these guys?
with his particular set of skills.
Yeah. Got to have a bitch.
That's what Shaq always says. Gotta love it. Jeff Dye is here this week in DesertRidgeImprov.com. What else is going on in your life outside of hating the WNBA with me? I think you and I have the exact same life. Yeah. Because that's it.
Well, I go to every Lakers game. We're been bounced. And yeah, I'm friends with the owner. And I said to her in public on a podcast, I was like, Jeannie, lower the rims.
Yeah.
If you just lower the rims, it would be more watchable.
It would be fun.
It gives us a shot. At least people would start talking about it. And maybe people would give it another.
Make them lesser.
Right.
It doesn't diminish them.
And she agreed. She goes, I don't think that. I think that it's just that, like, you know, girls practice on 10-foot rims because of all the gyms and stuff. I was like, well, then just lower those, too.
The
when
sixth
your graders start playing.
Sixth grade gyms have the ability to move the rim around.
Also, every golf course I've ever been to has a ladies' tee box and a men's tee box, and no one seems to think that's crazy.
Yeah. And when there's money on it, ladies run to the female tee box. They don't even fight it.
We're just I've never thought we'd be biology deniers. Everyone's just now so afraid to talk about biology, including scientists. Cuck boy Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever.
You just called Neil deGrasse Tyson a cuck?
Why do you care? What do you mean? You're a scientist, ding dong. What do you mean? Why do I care? You don't even know basic biology?
Have you been in an argument with Neil about something?
I hate Neil. He's a goof troop. He's been bought by the left. He sucks. I paid $300 to hear him talk in Detroit at this big theater, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Really? What did he do?
This is the whole show, by the way. When you pay to go see someone smart, I thought he was smart. I thought I'd learn some things.
Yeah.
Right. I thought he talked about the cosmos. I thought this guy never shut up about the cosmos.
Yeah.
No, the whole thing was like, here's a tweet I did. It's a slideshow of his tweets. Guy thought he was a stand-up comic. It was terrible.
Also, 40, I was like,
I want to interrupt. Be like, tweets are, we can just read your tweets. It's free.
Why did I spend $300?
It's just him being like, here's what someone tweeted to me, and here's what I replied back. And you're like, ooh, you really got him.
Yeah.
Like, were there people reacting like science nerds that thought this was great?
Yeah, there was a bunch of like, no, not science nerds. It was a bunch of lefties who were like, he's our leader. don't say anything bad about him. He's a black guy, Jeff. He sucks. Also, like, he did this thing where he was like showing the numbers of COVID. Yeah. Like, and he was like, here's the people that didn't believe COVID vaccines and all this different stuff. And he goes, and then here's the number of conservative people that didn't believe in those things that died. So it's supposed to be this kind of Darwinistic observation of, like, these people didn't believe in it, and then they died. The whole place applauded.
The death of the human beings.
Wow. Yeah. It was wild. Yeah. And I was going, this is problematic, but I guess not. I guess you can do anything you want if you're Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's been bought by everything. He's the only
person in the world this angry at Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I like it.
Yeah,
you might bring me to your side.
Biology.
Yeah. I find it fascinating how much we just eat, though. Like, when you watch anything on the news or anything else, it's like, people are just eating this and no questions.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no
nobody
question.
Questions a
he
thing.
He said, I was on the subway and I noticed that the only way I could tell the difference between men and women was based on how they present, their hairstyles and the jacket. But if you got rid of all that, you wouldn't know which one is a man and a woman. It's just the way we present. I was like, well, you're ignoring genitals. And then also,
one has a crank.
You know, during the Holocaust, when that psychopath shaved them all bald and lined them all up, we could tell the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
But he's just denying all the biology. He's a moron.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I got about a 90% success rate on knowing. I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident.
Also,
if
gender's a spectrum and it's just how you feel, then how could we guess, right? Because, you know, but when it comes to basic biology and sex, I'm batting 1,000.
Yeah. Pretty
good. Guy. Show me any picture. I'll be able to tell you. You take the hottest trans woman. I look at that picture. I go, oh, that's a guy for sure.
You're
100%.
That's
a good one. Yeah. A good one, but
I think I could be fooled a few times.
No, dude.
I think I could be fooled.
I went to Thailand where there's very petite men, you know, the men and women.
The lady
very,
boys.
Very, smaller and petite. And the guy, I go to the show, and it's an awesome show and really fun, and you're aware. You know, they're going, we're ladyboys, and this is the ladyboy show. And we got back to the resort, and the guy goes, could you tell? And I was like, yes.
Really?
Yeah, well, you thought they were going to fool me? Like you could tell every
but
single
I wonder if it would be different if it wasn't labeled the ladyboy show.
No, you would be able to.
Yeah. No kidding? Yeah. What's the dead giveaway? What's your look?
There's just, like, masculine features.
No kidding. See, I miss some of them. Sometimes I'll be
Adam's apple and stuff.
A little jawbone. Yeah. Or, like, there's just that thing, you know, when you go, I wonder, you're right.
Every
time
wondering,
you go, is that? You're right. You're almost always right. There's
your
a few women that
lie.
Do the, they're gym rats, and they're injecting some testosterone. And so and you go, oh, interesting. She has a vagina. Yeah. That's
See, I think I can tell a woman that's trying to be a man almost every time. A guy trying to be a girl, some of them are a little feminine. And
You'd have to send me some.
I get fooled.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a lot.
I saw one on the internet the other day. I was waiting for my video to start. You know, you got to wait through 5 minutes right. of an advertisement, 5 seconds
on
of an advertisement before you can skip.
Right.
Yeah. And
I know it well. Semenex doesn't work, by the way. Don't buy it.
I'll tell you what she said, and then I'll give you the punchline. She was like, do you like beautiful women? And I'm going, yeah, I do. And she goes, with wieners or whatever? And then she pans down and she's got a full thing. But even...
what porn are you watching?
Well, it's just the ads.
I know, but my ads never
Christian
have that.
Porn, yeah. Right? I watch nice stuff. Good God-fearing porn. But anyways, my
Christ
point is,
hub?
Even that video, because she was pretty convincing, I'd say she's probably the Hall of Famer for this department. Right. She's on Pornhub. But even that, she was like, do you like beautiful women? And I was like, oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. She's about to show us her wiener. Like the voice.
You know where it's going.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like
you're familiar with Buck Angel, right?
No.
Google Buck Angel.
Sounds like an old 70s baseball player.
Yeah, no, Buck Angel. Buck Angel steps to the plate. He's batting 279 this year.
Garvey's old first baseman.
And here stepping to the plate is Buck Angel. Here's a little secret about Buck. He has a vagina. So Buck looks just like me, only in good shape.
Okay. Well, you're in good shape.
Better. He's in better shape. That's Buck Angel.
Oh, he's in great shape. Yeah.
Vagina.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's show it to him.
But I bet if Buck Angel was here, there would be like that would like start to happen where I'd go, "Hey, did Buck Angel seem like a chick?" You know what I'm saying? Like there would just be
is he a little girly?
There's just things.
It's
so sure,
weird. Buck,
in this image, that's 100% looks like a man.
Buck Angel's the scariest one to me because what is all the emojis over his
our
gorgeous vagina?
But I bet it would take 10 minutes of talking to Buck Angel.
So right. Buck Angel
would
be
like, "Oh yeah, that's just a lady
that had the surgery."
No. Oh, look at the title of this article.
Tucked under
as a girl.
That's a great title to grab.
It is
the man with a P word.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's, I came here to wank it, but I'm going to read this.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was
all of a sudden I'm intellectual. Like, I give this a peek.
Yeah, we can't get
this. Can wait.
Yeah. There's that because I'm with you. I'd say I'm going to go 95% of the time I'm going to nail it. This one would have fooled me. You're probably right. Time
100%
spent.
Of this would fool me. Yeah. I'm with you on Buck Angel. That would like definitely fool me. However,
right up to the point where
I believe
performing.
That if we hung out for 30 minutes, me and you would be whispering. Hey, Buck
he
Angel
doesn't know what's
kind of like a chick.
I just went down on Buck Angel.
Yeah, what the hell's
it was
on?
Awesome.
Yeah. You ever been inside Buck Angel and you felt like this isn't a man?
I think I love him. He's the perfect man.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I think I like
Kim Petras.
Blocked us. Yeah, Kim Petras is one. She's a singer.
Pop star.
But the more you look at her, he's right. The more you look at her, you're like,
it takes a lot of work to.
No, I remember
that's the other part of
videos.
It.
I've seen her
injections and all these things. We're all playing God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It's
how
not
much testosterone
is
Buck Angel taking?
Oh, you're going to die of
more
some
than
sort
Barry
of
Bonds.
That's impossible, Jeff. Don't go crazy.
Well, I just need to go back to our baseball.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Bonds had a vagina? That came out later.
I'd marry him.
Yeah, I would too. That'd be pretty awesome.
He's pretty big.
I'd go for that.
But see, I remember we watched Kim Petras' first video and I thought.
She's the one in the middle?
Yeah, that one with the big hands. That's a dude. Or used to be. See? And you can see it on her the more you look at her. But I remember watching that video thinking, something ain't right here. But the cans are blinding because they're spectacular fake boobs.
And her voices?
Yeah,
When also this is what after 2 hours of hair and makeup.
Yeah. Oh yeah, waking up next to her is not
and
right.
All this different stuff. Yeah, when she's shaving next to you, you're gonna go. Yeah.
Right. You've been using my razor again.
Yeah, you're not gonna tell anyone about.
You're my Mach 3 back.
Hey,
but that's the question.
No lady you didn't post this, did you?
If you and Kim met in a bar and she told you I used to be a fella, are you fine with that?
No.
See, I'm okay with it because I could bottom out finally for the first time.
Really?
I think I'm
being silly.
Yeah, no. I think I would. I think I'd try it.
Yeah,
not with all of them, but with that.
Stand up used to have if they're good. Stand up used to have a great bit about. I'll try to not get dumped here. He was like, you know, these trannies, they look good now. He's like, it's not like the 70s where it was a guy with a mop on his head. Like, where's the beef? You know, he's like, no, they get the boob jobs and they get the face. They cut it off. They get the laser hair surgery. They get all the stuff. He's like, I'm just going to try and put it in their butt anyway. What's the difference? I mean, but it was just such a great way, perspective on that. But like, I disagree. I just don't feel like.
Yeah, I'm not going to go out of my way. But if it started to get to the point, and I'm like, a third of the way through the night with Kim Petras, and she reveals, Hey, by the way, I used to have
find
one.
A way
no.
I don't think I could rally
I used to have one. I think my curiosity would be like, let me see it.
There you go.
Let me see what you got.
Yeah,
what does this look like?
That's one of those things people sometimes, they'll hear my opinion about a trans thing. They'll think I'm some bad guy. It's like, no, it's just for me.
Right. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Who cares?
I don't care at all. You think my statement, I'm not walking around judging everyone. Yeah. I think, if you're going to ask me about mine.
I also think the majority of them shouldn't. Like I said, I wanted to be on the velvet rope of trans people and let them know. It's not working out. Yeah, like you need to try a lot harder.
Just
look like a lunatic in a wig.
Yeah.
And that is when somebody needs to step up and be friends with them. I don't think you're being nice to somebody just accepting them and they're walking around with lipstick on their cheek and they're like, nope, you're not getting it right. Yeah. If you're going to do it, let's go 100
here. You're also never going to change what's normal.
True.
Like they go, let's normalize it. You're like, you really think you can do that? Think you can just change everyone else? You're crazy.
Yeah, that everyone's just going to get on
wild.
Board. Yeah,
no, let's normalize this. Ladies, you can't dunk.
You'll never dunk a basketball on a 10-foot
You're not going to get us
rim.
Into passing and layups.
But if they
let's
lower the
change
rim.
Let's change everyone else's perspective.
Right. Were you on the podcast with Jeannie and the luckiest man in the world?
Jay Moore.
No. I was on.
Jay destroyed his own life 8 times and then married a billionaire.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it. It's amazing.
He's the best.
He's my hero.
Yeah. I see him all the time now because he's with Jeannie.
He's Mr.
No, I had her on my podcast like years and years ago before she was with Jay.
Yeah, Jay is I just salute him constantly. I'm like, Jay, great work. I don't know how you pulled this off, but unbelievable stuff.
When they got together or when they got engaged, I was at this little thing and I was like, Jay Moore and Jeannie Buss, Jeannie always did love a rebuild. And Jeannie thought it was hilarious because Jeannie loves comedy. And then she goes, you got to tell that to Jay. Jay, come over. And I was like, oh, great.
He's going to punch me.
And then Jay came over. He's like, ouch. Like, he was just, like, annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably be even more annoyed. I just brought it up here. I love you, Jay. Sorry, buddy.
I love Jay, too, but I also love that he just said, I married her and then turned into her dad. Like, immediately just ballooned up into her dad.
He's got clean now. He's looking good, man.
He got big, and he's in better shape than ever as far as his brain.
Yeah, he got
thin?
He lost the weight.
I haven't seen that yet.
That's the thing. They never talk about the positives of cocaine. It really keeps the weight off.
That and bulimia.
But now that he's clean, he did gain some weight when he got clean, but he's lost all the weight. He looks great.
Okay, good.
Is
I haven't seen
wrestling. Better, helping out the, he was helping out like a high school wrestling coach.
Yeah.
He was kind of.
Oh, I don't know.
In
these images, you
can
see
some
big ones. But no, he looks great.
Oh, he looks better there than the last time. That's the one I'm thinking of where he was
like
turning
Studley.
Into the...
They both went on some sort of thing, because if you see their engagement photos, they both looked like supermodels.
No kidding.
Opinion, yeah.
I just saw him and I'm like, oh my God, he's turned into Jerry Buss.
He's awesome.
Done it. Jay's awesome. I haven't talked to Jay in forever. Jeff's at the Desert Ridge Improv this weekend. How's your love life? How is Jeff Dye's world going?
Yeah, nothing to speak to, really.
Nothing like nothing TMZ tabloidish or anything good.
No,
I'm off the radar.
I had that Tiffany Gomez woman come to my show in Dallas, Texas. Do you know who she is?
No.
Dude, she's awesome. So she's this super hot chick that had a meltdown on an airplane and was like,
that
isn't real.
Yeah.
She came to my show in Texas. And she's like the coolest woman.
No
in the world.
Kidding.
Yeah, which that was pretty cool. Like, I sell posters after my show, which if you come to the show, buy my posters. And there's a long line of people that just want to say hi or get a picture or buy a poster. And then by the time she got into the line, she was about halfway through, she goes, what if I just bought all the posters? Because she's like a really successful woman.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bread. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, what if I just buy all the posters? I was like, do you want all the posters? She goes, no, I just think it'd be funny to be annoying and buy all the posters.
Okay.
Like,
for everyone else?
No, there's all these people behind her. She just buys them all up. So then I go, if you want to. And she bought every poster that I had. And then she goes, all right, now you're free. Let's go hang out. She's like the coolest chick.
Now, the reason you're bringing her up is because clearly you've banged her.
I'm not saying that.
But you don't have to. I'll read between the lines.
These guys don't kiss and tell. I don't bang and tell.
I mean, that would be the only reason to bring her up.
Like, that was a thing that came up that everybody's like, oh, she was at his show, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But she's awesome. She's a cool chick.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, she's cool.
And it was worth it.
What do you mean?
You know.
The sex?
Yeah.
The sexual intercourse?
Oh, the intercourse. Yeah, it's a thumbs up. It's the thumbs up emoji, probably, right?
That's why she's cool.
That's why she's awesome. No, you don't have to kiss and tell, but let me smell your hands.
Yeah, she's very cool. Cool chick.
That's awesome. Yeah, Jeff always has something. Always got a story with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing else in your world?
Well, that's another part of me is that I am sure you guys have learned this about me over the years. You guys have always been very kind to me. I don't have secrets. I just say everything.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And life's easier.
That works good for comedy, and it works good for relationships. relationship.
Yeah, I think it works good with everything because people are then afraid to say, oh, he's got to fall in line.
Yeah.
Because they know if they try to tell you, you'll do the opposite and it'll get worse for them.
Man, we should all be just talking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. Why does it bother you? Because you feel like you're wrong. You can't have questions.
Well, it's funny because I'm in AA right now. And
are you?
Yeah, I've been sober for 193 days.
Good for you.
Nice. Thanks. I've never felt better. And so, but it's funny because like the day that I had like my rock bottom, as they call it. Like, a lot of people in my sobriety or in my AA are like, they don't talk about being clean.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll, like, hide it and they don't talk about it. In their act, they're still talking about drinking and stuff.
Right.
Dude, that first, I was out of jail after, like, 5 hours. I was already on stage being like, I'm good. This happened and this happened. Like, that's how I deal with
it. What'd you go to jail for? I didn't know that.
Oh, I crashed my car.
Just
wait
bombed,
a minute.
Just
I was drunk.
No
crashed
kidding.
My car, and then I ran from the scene.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, dude.
It wasn't the cool motorcycle.
How did we miss it?
Yeah, how did that not make the news?
Yeah. Well, it made the news.
Did it?
Trust me, yeah.
Not around here.
Go look it up.
Was it on TMZ?
It was on everything.
Was it really?
Which is great. I got this great line in my act where I say, I was like, you know, my L.A. is so mean. You know, my entire career they've been like, you're not famous. You're not even famous. I've never heard of you. You're not famous.
Right.
You're not even famous. This is Jeff Dye. He's not famous. Who's Jeff Dye? He's not famous. And then I have one bad day and all the tabloids are like, famous comedian, Jeff Dye, crashes car, fights cop. I'm like, gosh dang it.
Did you fight a cop?
I thought I wasn't famous, guys. You do something bad, you find out how famous you are.
You made it.
It's so
I'm
annoying.
Proud of you. Did you fight a cop?
We had a little wrestling match.
How drunk were you?
It was
a small grapple.
What were we looking at? Was it all drinking? Or was there more involved?
Just drinking.
Okay.
I was taking some Adderall to keep
That's
the night going.
Anything. Yeah.
But I didn't drive my car that night. I don't drink and drive ever.
Right.
But I woke up the next morning, and I was, you know, it's still in my system. I've driven the next morning a billion times. I just thought, I'm fine. But then once I crashed, then I was like, well, now that's when I go, oh, man, I got to get out of here.
And so you just jumped out. Did you hit another car?
No, I hit a tree.
Oh, boy.
And so I run, and then they find me immediately. You know, but I went to the coffee shop that I go to all the time, so I know everyone that works there.
Right.
I know most of the people that are in the coffee shop because I go every morning. I'm there with – I was meeting my ex-girlfriend who I hadn't seen for like 2 years. And so when the cop comes in – and I'm acting like an idiot. I'm like, might as well be whistling. And the cop's
he's
like,
not here.
Cop looks at me and my ex. He goes, you guys drive here together? And I was like, yep. You know. And then she's like, no. And I was like, well, shut the door.
Read the room,
so
sister.
And the police are like, can I talk to you outside? And I was like, all right. So I go outside with him. And I'm saying to him, like, hey, can we not do this here? And he's like, what? And I was like, you know, because that's my ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Also, I go to this coffee shop every morning. Let's just move it down the street. And he's like, whoa, man, whoa. And I was like, just move it down the street. You know, I was trying to.
I know what's going to happen. Do it over here.
Oh, and I'm 6'4", and so it's also like he was a shorter police officer, so he's thinking I might have some trouble with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a fighter, but like I think that was just his.
He just saw some size.
They're on edge.
He doesn't know what you're trained to do. You're lanky, you're wiry, you might be a good one.
Your breath.
He already knows I'm a runner.
Yeah. You've got good stamina.
Chase me a mile down the road.
And you just got a cup of coffee.
I don't think he's tired out yet. He's still got some game.
They're like, did you crash your car just now? I was like, no.
Did you tell him
I don't drive. You know? And then I'll say, he's like, is this your cell phone? I was like, shouldn't have left that in the car. Should have grabbed the cell phone.
Are these your 8x10s?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yes, those are my 8x10s, my posters.
Just because it was in my flaming automobile doesn't mean it's mine.
Somebody
per se.
You planted those. Yeah. It's the OJ thing
it's
all
like
over
connected
again.
To my Apple Watch. I was like, dang it.
Just pinging, just beeping ping, you. Like, ping.
After the whole thing, he's like, can I get a poster?
So how long were you in the jail?
I love that. 15 hours.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's
pretty good.
Jail's terrible.
Yeah, horrible.
You ever been to jail?
No.
Dude, it's the worst place on planet Earth.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'll never look at jail, or I'll never like look at things. So sometimes you hear about someone doing something bad, you know, legally. Like, oh, they were selling drugs and got popped, or they hurt someone, or whatever the thing is. And then you go, they only got 5 years. Dude, I did 15 hours. I had like PTSD for a week. I'll never scoff at anyone doing any amount of time.
But that was enough right
it
there.
It was
like,
terrible.
I'm going.
These people
I'm checking
are losers.
In.
Everyone in jail sucks. Like, they're like a bunch of homeless guys and then just a bunch of idiots who, like, I mean, I couldn't believe. I was like, it was so, that was the humiliating part. Even in court, I was just looking around like, these are all losers.
And you're one
can't
of them.
I believe them with all these losers. Guy's wearing a tracksuit. He went to court like it was just some errand he was running that day. I was like, get dressed up, you moron. Your fate is in this judge's hands. I just couldn't believe. No one's taking it serious. Even the public defenders look like losers. I was like, this is their every day. Ugh.
Brutal.
The bailiff liked me just because I wasn't sleeping. He's like, hey, look, that guy's awake and everything. This
he's
guy,
gonna get
put so on what 8 hours of comedy.
What was the
collared shirt? This guy's a
so time served, obviously done, and then it was just like big fines.
Well, so I have to do like a school, like a DUI, like
no kidding
course every Tuesday, but for 3 months. It's easy.
Are you almost done?
Yeah, and it's, I like it.
Yeah, you do.
It's hilarious. Dude, it's so funny.
You get to hear all the stories.
Well, I'm making all these jokes and stuff. It's funny because people at home won't be able to see this, but like you'll see all the squares of like Zoom class and everyone's just like this. And then like I'll chime in.
Yeah.
You know, just cause they'll be like, he'll be like, for is there a guy named Ray. He's this Mexican guy. He's like, for a man to be drunk, it's 5 to 7 beers, according to the state of California, in 1 hour. For a woman, it's 3 to 4. And then I'll just, like, unmute, and I'm like, that's sexist, man. That's sexist. And he's like, what? And then I'm watching everyone in the room just, like, look up at my square, like, why is this guy doing this?
You're making this longer.
They all, well, that's like, we're stuck there for 2 hours. You can't go longer. You can't go shorter. So I'm not wasting anyone's time. Oh, I'm just trying to make it fun. And I'll chime in all the time. He'll be like, the answer for most social situations is just say no. And then I'll unmute. I'll be like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like chiming in all the time.
During COVID, I got bored and went to a few of the Zoom Sex Anonymous.
Oh, nice.
Just to see.
See what's going on.
Like, where do I stand here? Because I think I beat off a lot. Am I sick? So I get in there and he's like, welcome, John. And the one guy goes, let me just tell you that the meeting here on Zoom, we're happy to have you, but just a piece of advice, don't use your entire name on that's the bottom of my name. It's a John Holmberg, 98 KUPD, and I'm like, oh no, I forgot. I had the whole thing at Sex Anonymous, so that, you know, these guys are Googling like on the side
for sure,
and then I'm like, I don't know, I feel like maybe I've got like a, I don't know if I'm addicted to anything, I'm just here to kind of, oh, we'll just sit back and enjoy, and the first dude told the story about how every day at lunch at work, he'd beat off at his desk.
Oh, yeah.
And like just let it, just let the puddle land. And then he didn't realize that he was doing it when everybody came back sometimes. Like he lost track of what was going on.
I love it.
And he'd just start beating off at his cubicle whenever he got nervous or something. And then his coworkers were like next to him going, you absolutely have to stop this. Yeah. And finally he gets fired, but he didn't tell his wife. We're like, this dude's story was horrible. So for a month, he'd just go to the park.
Oh, just
and just sit there
yeah,
and
which,
pretend
what do we call
to work.
That, a felony.
Yeah, right, well, yeah. Yeah. So he wasn't beaten off yet. As well, he didn't bring that up, but he'd just go to the park to pretend he was at work.
Illegal beatings.
And his
so
wife went to work
be
one day.
Wiser.
Right. She goes to work to see him one day to drop something off, and they're like, he hasn't worked here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
like,
you
why?
See that piling.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten the stains out over there where Krusty, your husband, used to sit.
Krusty.
And so they finally told him, and I'm like, I'm fine. I just clicked out of the Zoom meeting. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Sure.
If you ever want to feel great about yourself, just zoom in on one of those.
Oh, it's great.
Terrible anonymous things.
Also, like I'm making jokes in the chat, but I didn't know that the chat doesn't go to everyone. The chat just goes to my teacher. It goes to the instructor.
Oh, no.
So I'm popping in these jokes. I'm looking to see if I'm getting smiles from anybody. I was like, nothing on that one. And it's just going to Ray, the teacher, while he's talking. And
Ray hates you.
Oh, dude, Ray, I think Ray likes me because everyone else is like trying to act like they're not texting and stuff. But I'm like, I'm in. I'm engaged. I'm like. Yeah.
You're being honest. You're being you.
He goes, what's the difference between a social drinker and a problem drinker? And then so I write in the chat and he's reading them out loud. And he gets to mine, and I wrote, a social drinker is when I drink as much as I can to show the boys I still got it. And I go, and then a problem drinker is when I just want to drink in my car alone. And he reads it, and he goes, don't drink in your cars! Guys, don't drink and look at your car! Don't wash your car with a beer! He goes, don't do I'm triggered! Thought it killed. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I think my next gag is just going to be keep going, even though...
Yeah, set him off.
Even though court hasn't mandated me to go.
Just keep going. Well, that's what I kind of wanted to go back. Like, we'll be back next Monday if you want. And I'm like, I don't need this for me anymore because I realize that I am completely all right compared to you guys, but I'm coming back.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I also like the idea that you had your whole name on there and they're like, hey, dude, we just don't think you're taking this serious. And you're like, I am taking it serious. I think right. I might have a problem. And like, we heard the show, dude.
You don't have any intention of stopping.
You're not taking it seriously.
Every day.
All I really went there for was to get a thumbs up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Your volume is solid. Yeah. You're doing great. Yeah,
that's why I think it's funny that like Tiger Woods, he's like, I have an addiction to sex. And so now we're supposed to paint him as like the victim. It's like, no, right. Dude, you got the best life in the world. You're one of the greatest athletes, definitely the greatest golfer to ever live. Right. And then you just had sex with a bunch of beautiful women.
Except they weren't.
You're no victim. Yeah. But he could have had sex with anyone.
Oh, absolutely. And he chose Perkins waitresses.
Yeah. And stuff, but there were some hot ones.
They don't talk.
Yeah.
The but good also, ones, it's hey. Like, sex. Go to sex at a non. Go to one of these people that have problems. They're like masturbating till they bleed and like putting wine bottles in their butt and stuff like those. That's a problem.
Show them our video of a
not
guy
just
who
you
today.
Getting high-end escorts and telling them you love them.
Right. But interesting now that trend has kind of gone away. Like they used to have to run.
Right.
Like I got a sexual addiction Come problem, and people would back off the media and stuff.
See, I never bought into
now
this.
You they
sex addicts
followed up more.
Like know because you're an AA, they tell you just you can't have beer anymore.
Right.
Like, you're done with it.
Yeah, what are you supposed to not have sex?
Right, and that's the thing, when they tell you to taper down. They would never tell you that in, like, drugs and anything. You're like, just do less.
That's why I feel bad for, like, heavyset people, like overweight people. Like, you know, if they have an addiction to food, you have to eat.
Yeah, we all have
so
an addiction.
It's like, that's pretty tough. Like, I can just cut the sauce out, you know? Like, they got to go, well, I can only have half a Big Mac. Yeah, right.
That's not happening.
Good luck, dude.
What are you going to do with the other half? They don't serve them that way.
20 Big Macs to a half.
I want to meet that person.
Food
too.
Anonymous.
I hope they're at the jerk off meeting I go to next because that person would be great.
Those guys are sissies.
Slamming Big Macs and ranking Wuff on the car.
Them,
just tugging to him.
Off at work.
That dude had me. My mouth was wide open on that. He'd be like, Jesus. So it was like 40 or 50 times. And then I realized I couldn't control it. Like the dude didn't know he was masturbating after. At work until a coworker's like, dude, stop it. Huh?
Aware of this? You're like, yeah. You're doing it a lot.
Like, you're back from lunch?
Gotten that bad.
Dude, there's a crowd.
Yeah.
Shows
Stop.
His hands.
Oh, I'm keenly aware of anyone that might be within a 1 mile radius of me when I'm masturbating. This guy's in his work going, you guys can tell?
In a cubicle. Worst part is he didn't even have his own office. That little wall was his divider.
I'd be paranoid in my work bathroom, you know, like let alone at my cubicle.
I have a very...
And his cubemate's like, how long are you going to be gone?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Cool. I got time for that. Maybe you guys should go to a meeting in the other room for a second. Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Jeff Dye, you want to watch a video real quick before we go?
Yeah.
Tell us if this
is.
We'll show you one.
It's tough for the radio listeners because they just hear you guys going, oh.
Yeah. I tried to do the best to do the play-by-play, but this is tough to watch.
Really want to do this?
Yeah, sure. Right. Let's Jeff.
Oh, you
Jeff's
won't shock me, man.
No, yeah, exactly. That's why.
You seen those Faces of Death videos?
Oh. No, this is nothing. Here you go. It's the guy in his brawn panties.
Is this Buck Angel?
No, you wish.
Yeah, wish this guy was. Buck
Angel. You're gonna think Buck Angel is like a normal date. Yeah, he's just filming himself in a bra and panties, red bra.
What is
thong.
His deal, dude?
And there's smack his bottom a little bit.
Checking the cheeks, cheek check.
Yeah, and look, he's got a little CCV TV there. He's got his clothes.
Oh, he's watching.
He's
himself.
Watching himself. So this is for later use as well.
Guy's
I thought at first he was just doing it to his lover, but evidently he's coming.
Yeah, this is for all of us. This is, oops, that's where you think it's like just bad. Then it gets weirder.
Oh, boy.
And you think there's going to be a rosebud, Jeff, but it turns out he just had a big dinner.
I can't.
Yeah, okay. Fast forward to the.
Oh, you want to get.
Yeah, close this out because this is. He's pooping.
Oh, my
he's already
God.
Pooping. Oh, there's the part that we didn't expect, right? And he's still tugging while he takes bites of the. The Tootsie
Roll. Oh, it's not done.
Yeah. They live out there with you and I. Yeah. This guy might come to your show sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that horrible? They live
he
with
might
it. They live
on
with
one
this.
Of those Zoom
about the big finish.
Yeah. And now close. Now the closer for Jeff. He looks a little like Bob Marley if he had his head shaved. Not the singer, the comedian. There you go. That's it. All right, there you go. Enjoy. Jeff Dye, everybody. It's Jeff Dye.
Somebody kill that guy. Can I? Is that a crime that I just told somebody?
No, to kill? Unless it actually
not
happened.
In that case,
right? And
in that case,
I think
yeah.
I think the cop's going to be on your side at the coffee shop.
Doing,
there,
dude.
Did you tell someone to kill themselves? No.
Now, what is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you learn that.
Like you were saying, there's a group of people that love that.
Okay.
My dad used to be like, "Look at these long-haired hippies." That was a problem.
Yeah.
Now they didn't have short hair, and it made my dad furious.
Now, what would he do?
I'm a cowboy, you know? Like, I like to think I'm an old school. Like, I'm going, all right, he's in a bra and an underwear. He's wanking it. I'm even letting him have a pass on that.
Yeah.
And then that's
then he
doing
poops
that.
On a tray, yeah. And you're like, "That's too far." Gosh, and then he takes gross. It to another he, yeah, level.
Yeah. The grand finale.
The guy will not stop.
I still don't believe it. I think it's
raising the Brady's just believe
ChatGPT. Yeah, no. I don't.
You want that to be AI?
I want it to be that's fake be too. Yeah.
I want it to be fake, but I would also think that the person who put the idea in AI in the first place might be sicker than the dude actually doing it. So.
Also filming it. Who's it for?
Right. Yeah. Like Spielberg would like cut that probably.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's not
that
for,
was a deleted scene from a Star Wars.
Right. Yeah. That was a bad one. Jeff, leave us with words of wisdom, please, sir.
Man, I don't have any words of wisdom.
Nothing? If you were in charge of the world.
After
well, let me
that,
ask you this.
How can you
somebody ask this. This is a good question. And I'm not a religious man, but I like this. You know how Jesus, his body was bread and his blood was wine?
Yeah.
What would yours be? What would your body and what would your blood be?
Oh, man.
Mine's Dr. Pepper and Twix.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be pretty solid deity, right? If I was a deity that every Sunday you got a Twix and a glass of Dr. Pepper?
That'd be not bad, yeah.
At a church, right?
Mine's pizza and a chocolate shake.
Yeah, his is pizza and a
Frosty. These are all good. Yeah, these are good stuff.
Ravioli Sambuca.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah, well, he's Italian.
Like,
nobody
I
likes him.
Come on. Like, for whatever reason, it sounded
it's bad.
Annoying.
Yeah.
I guess mine would be some creep's poop and some jizz.
Yeah, there you go. I know you're God. Yeah. I can see exactly
he's
who
back.
You're
working.
It's Jeff Dye, everybody. DesertRidgeImprov.com. Grab tickets right now. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
It's time for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by our friends over at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. If you want to get involved in it, I've been telling you all week with the goofiness that's gone on in the world over the last few days and the somehow or another these protests that make no sense to me at all with the Palestinians and screaming and yelling and UCLA had cops bring. Just know that there are ways to make yourself smarter and better at being on the planet and safer. And it's React Defense is the place to go. All these other places will come and go. They'll teach you, a few kicks and a couple of things, and you'll end up with five or six belts you paid for. This place doesn't do that. They teach you life skills and things that could save your life or someone else's in case something did get weird. Or at the very least, just keeps you out of getting into those problems. The best part is you're going to get in shape. Most likely you will never need to use them in a self-defense scenario, but just in case you got them in your pocket, best part is you're going to be in great shape and you're going to stop looking like a victim. You will have spatial awareness that you don't know you're giving up all the time, constantly letting people who have bad intentions know that you're not paying attention. You learn that pretty fast. It's all right in front of you, $199 plus the weapons defense seminar coming up in June, all included if you join up. And that is unbelievable. You got a month of training in that all together. I think that's worth it for personal training. It's going to get in shape and make you smarter. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black Brady Entertainment.
I don't know if you heard about the Britney Spears deal at the Chateau Marmont.
That's they called the cops thinking she'd lost her mind, right?
Yeah.
That's where Hendrix died. Belushi died. There's another one who died in the Marmont.
It started around 10:30 when someone called the cops to report a disturbance. Apparently someone matching Britney's description was harassing and threatening hotel employees and guests. When police got there, they saw no signs of trouble, so they left. Britney and her man, Paul Richard Sullas, went back to their room about 11, proceeded to have a huge fight that turned physical. Britney ended up out of control, screaming in the hallway, possibly having some kind of breakdown. May have had a injured leg as well. Paramedics were called. When they got there sometime after midnight, Britney was leaving the hotel with a pillow and a blanket and crying. She didn't get in the ambulance. She just went home without Paul. Then she posted on Instagram, "The news is fake and she's getting stronger every day."
Oh boy.
She added that she twisted her ankle. The paramedics showed up at her door illegally.
Wait a minute, and paramedics though.
Ended it with, "I'm moving to Boston."
There's no illegal paramedic.
Yes, they did,
no,
John.
You can have paramedics.
And now I'm moving to Boston.
The only time a paramedic will enter your home illegally is if you didn't call them and a paramedic just starts walking through your house. That's called a breaking and entering. It doesn't matter what his job is. No paramedic tries to give you medical attention you don't need. "Let me help you with your ankle you didn't break."
"Get out. This is against the law."
"You need my medical help. Lay down." Nathan Southern would argue, though. He was, I guess, he was nursing EMT. He would help you if you didn't need it. Yeah, we're going to lose Brittany. The clock is ticking. It has been for a while. And you know who's to blame? All those people stood outside that courtroom saying, free Brittany, free Brittany. Okay, they did. And we freed her like you would a zoo animal, and she's lost her mind. They had a conservatorship for a reason.
Emma Stone's new movie will involve anal beads.
Cool. Nice. Finally. Is it called that?
Been waiting.
It's about that chess controversy in 2022 where a player was accused of cheating.
Yeah.
Possibly with a vibrating bead
in his butt. Yeah, had a butt in his bead, and they were buzzing him for each move.
Hans Niemann.
Yeah. You know what is crazy about that to me? That whole chess controversy. And that was a big deal in the world of chess.
I remember doing that story.
I didn't think about it while that was happening. You had to come up with, like, Morse code for your anus. And they had to practice that constantly. You don't learn the alphabet in a day. They had to work on how to talk about what moves to make and what was going on through butt vibrations. Mm. And you got to wonder how many months and days and days. That's like learning the piano. It's every day you got to practice your scales. Every day.
In 2022, it was 19-year-old Hans Niemann. He upset the number one chess player in the world, 31-year-old Magnus Carlsen.
With a vibrator in his ass.
And he was accused of cheating. Yep.
And how did they find out? His chair made noise.
I'll take the L.
It wasn't a light vibration. Rook to pawn four.
Check me!
Ow! Ow! Why do these moves hurt him so much?
Checkmate! Queen to knight three!
How do you learn? I don't even know if I'm saying anything that's actually chess worthy because I'm not smart enough to play chess, but rook to pawn four. And then you have to give like a signal. You have to give a signal that you missed it.
Oh, he's got to do it again.
You're like, he's rubbing his nose. He didn't get that.
Knight one, two.
It's like riding the Sibian.
Oh.
Boy, this guy really likes chess.
I'll take
the third time he's ejaculated.
He must have hiccups.
Can I get another tissue? Rook to pawn three. Queens knight, rook five. I think there's something going on with his anus.
The sixth and final
worst sentence ever, by the way. If you've ever, I think there's something wrong with that man's anus. If you're not a proctologist and you say that, you're in a bad situation.
What if you said that trying to cover it? Something's wrong with my anus. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. I've got issues with my anus. Well, nobody's going to ask any questions about that. You go about your business. Do you want a pillow or something? Why do you keep doing that? Get him a towel.
The sixth and final season of Cobra Kai will be split into three sections, stretching into next year.
That's too many.
Man, there'll be 15 episodes. Which is more than the streaming series usually has these days.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai lost me when it went to the kid Cobra Kai, like Lil Cobra Kai.
When the 20-minute kid fighting scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I loved it.
It got serious.
I loved it. And then it got really weird and like turned into a teen drama.
And maybe it has changed since then, but
I stopped watching when that happened. Yeah. I really enjoyed the first couple seasons.
Because it was like member berries.
Yeah, you know? And Johnny was hilarious. Like him he was the Uncle Rico of karate. And Eagle Fang may be the funniest thing that anyone's ever drawn. When I saw that Eagle Fang thing, I started laughing for an hour. Like, eagles need that. It was hilarious.
Drew Carey says Fish's performance at the Sphere in Las Vegas made U2's look like a bar band.
Okay.
That sounds terrible. He's on drugs.
Well, I'd rather have bar band then.
Ozzy Osbourne reveals that he wants one more trophy before he checks out.
I'm telling Brady. I would like an Oscar. I think I want to play a transvestite woman who does rock and roll. I want to be Mrs. Ozzy Osbourne. I want to play all the roles. I'll win the Oscar for that. Yeah.
Because Elton John got one.
What? And he's a twink. And I can there's nothing about that that I cannot perform. I know that to get an Oscar, all you've got to do there, Brady, is act like you're a little bit mentally deranged, like you're spastic.
Yeah.
And so I'll just get out and I'll pretend, people hand me awards, and that would be the way it is. I want to play a teen transvestite spastic girl with like loads of Down syndrome.
We're writing it now, Oz.
Right, it's called Downs with Ozzy. I want to have loads of Down syndrome, not a little bit, like so much of it that they give me probably two Oscars for being like two different people. That's all I care about, because I've won a Grammy. That's nothing. I've not won a Tony, and I've not won an Emmy, but I want an Oscar because I can't live my last years knowing that Twink Elton John has a statue of that man, and I know what he's doing with it. He's putting it in horrible places. That little phallic Oscar's seen things no one should ever see. The inside of that man's bottom.
Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas are going to star in a musical comedy called Power Ballad.
Okay.
It's basically, filming's underway.
In blank news.
I think he'll be the rock singer over envious over a song or something. They're battling over this.
I'm not interested.
Have you seen the My Pillow Guy picture? Mike Lindell. He was out at a Trump rally.
No.
And they're comparing him to the pallbearer with WWE, The Undertaker's pitch man. Because look at the picture.
Oh, my God. He looks exactly like him. He's pallbearer. Trying my pillow. Oh, he loses his mind on TV now about that. His breathing has gotten worse, too. That is him. I wouldn't even know that that was Mike Lindell. I would guess that's Paul Bearer without the makeup.
And Mariah and Nick Cannon were out celebrating their twins' birthday.
Oh, my God.
The twins are Moroccan and Monroe. Their 13th birthday. They're at Universal Studios.
Monroe.
And Mariah would get on the roller coaster, and then she has her assistant brush her hair after every ride.
That's nice.
Looking a little rough, but.
So she goes on a roller coaster, and then someone combs her out?
Yeah.
She's like a Clydesdale.
And there's Nick with the kids.
Every time those Budweiser ponies move, somebody's combing them.
It's like
if a Budweiser pony gets to running, they stop it because it's just too much tangling. Oh, my gosh. She is one of them. Smaller feet on the pony. All right. That's it. There you go. Those are your entertainment drill facts and figures. We got the Guadalupe Squares coming up in just moments. You don't do that. You don't email me that. Yeah. But you can call us 585-9800. We need a girl. We need a boy. Let's play the squares and get out of here. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I've heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil?
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 to UPD.
You got to go.
All right.
You got to be snappy.
Okay, so don't be so funny. Just go through it.
That's right. This will not be funny.
Let's go to the phones.
Very serious, very serious squares today. Let's get right to it, shall we? It is your Guadalupe Squares. I have no idea what we're playing for, but everybody's going to win something.
Megadeth tickets.
Megadeth tickets. That's great.
Mudvayne and all that remains.
Well, I want to play. Go watch Mustaine on stage, back and better than ever. We'll see. Here's your hostess of these squares, Miss Mo Bergeron.
Thank you, Chancellor. In the top left square, fresh off their interview, it's Biden and Howard Stern.
I got to tell you, you're not bad. In other words, let's say Mo is okay at radio, okay? Let's just say, you're all right. You're all right.
Okay, thank
you. Let me talk to the president for a second. President Biden.
Oh, God.
We had an interview. Did you hear the interview?
I did.
It's amazing. President Biden. President Biden, you were a lifeguard. Tell me how many people you actually saved. Red Robin, you watched it. You were there.
Yum.
How many? Brettle Juice.
Yeah.
Bubba Bastard. Listen up. Mr. President, how many people did you save as a lifeguard?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah, hundreds of thousands. I started 50, 60 a day.
50?
That's unbelievable. Don't question it.
Sorry.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. Now, I think we're here to do one thing, right? That's to ride the Sibian. Mr. President, hop on. Look at him ride that thing like, oh, my God. Mr. President, tell me. By age, how long would it take Dr. Jill to orgasm on the Sibian? Tell me the
truth. I don't know. Probably, today, probably about an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, it's like you got to use a jackhammer on an older lady. I don't feel much.
I agree with him completely. As a woman ages, it takes longer to get them off. Is that what you're saying? Is that exactly what you're saying, Mr. President?
Yeah, it takes forever to get a woman off the floor. I barely make it. Huh? So I get her like, let's get Jill on this thing. Give her a little of the Jill stick.
Look at the president. I mean, he's painting the walls. I mean, it's nonstop. A man his age, imagine having that much inside of him. And look at that. I mean, it just got. What a man. What a mighty good man.
It makes sense why he's so tired all the time. Okay.
Call me Sleepy Joe because I'm just full of ejaculate.
Okay, all right.
That's exactly right. What a man. So much more than his opponent.
All right, moving on to the top middle square. He still wants a tour. It's Ozzy.
I always want a tour. I want to get an Oscar. I want to do a movie.
And that, too?
Yeah, I would like to be in... And you used to go to the movie, and you're like, welcome to Lord of the Rings! And I would do a whole thing. I would be in the new Lord of the Rings. That one of a lot of Oscars. Oh, can you imagine, like, it's always those movies about the Holocaust. You know, those always win. And I could be like a Jew. Oh, no, not me. Ah, it's Hitler. Run. Oh, that would get me an Oscar for that. Or maybe even I could be in the movie Notebook.
No.
Be a romantic lead.
Yes, who are you going to be?
We would row our boat through the ducks and be like, oh, isn't this beautiful? And she would say, this is the most wonderful rowboat ride I've ever been in. And I'm like, all right, stop blowing me. And then we would, right. Or then Free Willy, maybe. I could do that.
You make it sound like a joyous thing when you call it Holocaust.
Holocaust is nice.
No, that doesn't sound good.
Well, maybe I could play like an urban role. Like I could be in like Boys in the Hood or something, like Furious Styles or something.
No, I don't think you could do that.
Every time, I could be Furious Styles, all right.
California accent?
Give me the gun jack. Yeah. Or maybe I could be in Milk.
No.
I could redo that movie where I'm a flaming homosexual who just takes poundings on the regular and then wins city council.
That'll
get it done. I think Sean Penn won that way, and that's exactly how I match that awful Elton John. I'll get myself an Oscar like Elton Scott.
But I mean, I think you have an MTV Movie Award or a series award, don't you?
I've got one of those. Yeah, the series, I won several of those. I have a shelf of awards.
But you were acting in that?
No, that's the best part.
Oh, wow. People like me enough.
I could be in Shaft.
Job.
I could be Shaft. I'll be a private deck as a sex machine to all the chicks. Just talking about Shaft, or maybe even May the 4th be with you. I could be Darth Vader.
Actually, that would be pretty hilarious.
Let's hear a little.
All right, let's see what we've got.
Let's see if you can do one.
Your insubordinates won't be tolerated anymore.
Okay.
Nailed it.
No.
Come here for a second to the dark side. No. I believe I'm your father. I'm telling you, I could act.
Give him the Oscar now, you guys.
Yeah, I agree.
So good. So good. All right. In the top right square, here to talk about the fight this weekend, it's Freddie Rose.
Yeah, a great big fight this weekend between Canelo Alvarez and Jaime Manguia. Two Mexicans are fighting up in Las Vegas on Cinco de Mayo weekend. So everybody can just be careful because there's going to be a lot of stabbings.
No, there won't be.
That many Mexicans in one place rooting for Mexicans as always ends in a gang fight. Yes.
I've been to plenty of quinceañeras and parties. It's not exactly like that. I mean,
kind of. Exactly not like that.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right now that I'm thinking about it.
This is going to end in a stabbing.
Okay.
I got Cano will be in the fifth round before the first knife comes out.
Dude, he's feisty. He almost tried to fight Oscar De La Hoya recently.
Yeah, sorry. He tried to fight Oscar De La Hoya. He's in his panties. He's Oscar's a panty wearer.
God. All right, moving on to the middle left square. Trump is here. Hey, Trump. Oh, no, what
are
you doing?
I'm on the I'm getting on it. I got to ride that thing. It doesn't fit.
Oh, my God.
I've lived my life as a heterosexual. It won't go in. That's why I slid right into Sleepy Joe.
I thought it was just,
he's got loose bowels, and he can't. His anus is like an old change purse, and a 90-year-old woman's hands are just, the elastic is shot. It's like old socks. It doesn't clench up anymore. It just leaks.
Leaky, very leaky.
I'm telling you, bad guy with a leaky bottom. They want him to be president, but he's got a leaky bum.
So tell me you clean this thing at least, right? Before you get on it? Yeah.
I forgot about that part. But that is, look, I've had worse in me. Don't worry about it.
I believe that.
You know who really likes that? I guarantee it. He's in Joe Biden's cabinet. Pete Buttigieg. No doubt he's got his own Sibian and it's dirty. I've been in him a lot. I've been over there.
What's with the rumors of you wearing diapers in the court?
I wear diapers in court because I can't get up and they're so bored. I just... Basically, they're taking a on me. I'm taking one back on them.
It's a time saver?
A big time saver. I won't interrupt my nap during these terrible, terrible trials. I'm a man who did nothing wrong. I paid a whore a few dollars to shut her mouth. I don't know where the law says you can't do that.
That's the whole reason you can.
Brady tried to do a Sibian joke, but he spelled it wrong.
Sibian?
Starts with an S, Brady. Your joke doesn't work. He tried to make a thing out of it.
Gosh, all right, moving on to the middle square. It's the original gangster, Pop Pop Goombri.
Yeah. I'm done with this, yo.
Yeah.
I'm a Gilbert Goon.
Original gangster of what?
Gilbert, yo.
Oh, geez, no. Look out.
You know how it works around Gilbert? There's a reason there's a liquor store on every corner. There's a reason there's a gun store on every corner, Gilbert. They want us to kill ourselves. So from here out, we gotta keep everything Gilbert owned. Gilbert operated by Gilbert. I want some respect up in this biatch.
Did Starbucks and Postino start selling guns?
Postino sells alcohol on every corner. Look at the ladies at Gilbert, they're all drunk.
That's true.
Tell you right now, that's the way it works.
Where's your wife, Brady?
She's around here some. Kirby, you're my only son. I'm not gonna lose you to no BS.
What?
I love yous, man. You still got one brother left.
Are you initiating people?
I'm just doing quotes from Boys in the Hood.
So you don't jump into your gang?
All of that.
Get out of my face and keep them babies off the street.
What?
Goddamn Mormons.
Okay, all right.
Mormons running around on my street. Either they don't know, don't shout, I don't care what's going down in the Gilbert.
Oh, my God.
It's a bad area. We got a hybrid gang now.
Do you guys ride lowriders or anything?
No. Well, no, they're hybrid. They're gas and electric.
They ride golf carts around Morrison Ranch.
Yeah, you know what? That makes perfect sense.
We got to plug our gangs in at night so they charge for morning. They're so hybrid.
You're like Dynamite Hacks, Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Val Vista Lakes Mafia motherfucker.
That's a Mesa.
We're going to ride in the duck paddle boats tonight.
The duck paddle boats?
Yes.
That's damn you going to do a drive-by on those?
Because I don't know.
That'd be difficult.
I don't know. My hair's like Samson, though. My hair's like Samson.
Oh, God.
Because my hair makes me strong. I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
Okay, let's move on. Bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint.
You skipped one.
Oh, just kidding. Middle right square. Sorry, I was just trying to get through this. Middle right square, Shaquille O'Neal deGrasse Tyson.
That's exactly right. I'm Shaquille O'Neal deGrasse Tyson.
Happy Space Day.
Why does Jeff Dye hate you?
I don't know. I don't know why he hates me so much.
Do you hate him?
Knowing how to think empowers you far beyond those who know only what to think. That's some serious-ass science right there from Neil deGrasse. Wait a minute. Shaquille O'Neal deGrasse Tyson.
I can dig
it. It's a long
one. You know what I like? Being wrong, because that means I'm learning right then and there what's right.
Okay.
And that means I learned something that day. That's some serious-ass science, bitch.
Did you tweet that out?
I tweet it all the time. I'll show you my quotes. I got all sorts of good quotes. I'm a quote machine.
Would you ever go to space, Shaquille O'Neal?
As a fraction of your tax dollar today, what is the total cost of all space-borne telescopes? No one knows the answer to that.
Except you?
Except me.
And what's the answer?
It's in my tweets.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You got to read my tweets.
Anything about your stinky feet?
I got badass feet, that's for sure. My feet should be shot into space just to keep them away from people. I'm going to tell you something else. I'd rather be in space than watch the upcoming WNBA season, which starts next week.
All right, let's move on to the bottom left square. Finally, Brady's secret square. Give us a hint.
Yes. May the 4th be with you, but don't party too hard. It's a trap.
Oh. All right. Moving on to the bottom middle square. Also here to celebrate May the 4th tomorrow. It's Darth Vader.
Uh-oh.
There you are.
I too am wearing a diaper.
Are you wearing the Trump diapers or the space diapers?
It's a crap.
It's a crap indeed. I'm almost 92 years old now.
Come on,
no
Bart.
One wants to see me wandering around.
I thought you were much older. You look great for your age.
Am I older? Who knows? I lost track a long time ago. Here's something.
You're not as old as Yoda. Yoda got around pretty well.
Hey, you guys. Here's a good one. Here's something Toledo's never heard.
Oh, come on now.
You know it. You know it already. Jump ahead. Jump ahead. Thank you, Akbar. Akbar's laughing. You know what's funny when you get Akbar? I am your father. Nothing. Come on, I finished it. You knew I was going there. That's a good one. It's a trap. It's a laugh is what it is, Akbar. Happy May the 4th.
Happy May the 4th.
And may the 4th be with you.
And
as if you had a choice. Unless you die on the 3rd, of course it would be with you. You can't afford it. Listen to the hair.
All over this cup.
You're growing that out.
Like a Gillette ad.
I have COPD now. I'm not even. And now I sound like Brady at night in my CPAP. Well, Mo, what are you doing for May the 4th? Don't care.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, Toledo, did you hear the one about you and your dad?
All right.
He heard it. He'll tell you later. I'll be here all week.
All right, moving on to the bottom right square. Our Lord and Savior is here.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you, Mo.
And also with
hey,
you.
I saw that you guys at KDKB are bragging heartily about being nominated for Morning Show
excited.
Of the Year. Why?
Of the year, I mean.
Well, no, it's Best
Good
Morning
for
Show. Phoenix Magazine. You know who else was nominated? Every show in the city.
Actually, every show in this building.
Every,
so you should
nope.
be excited.
It's Phoenix Magazine. You pick who you want. Every show in the city. You idiots put it on your Facebook page like it was an honor.
It is an honor. It's very
it
nice.
Every, if, it's having very a show,
nice to be on the list.
Having you know, a show gets you nominated, you moron.
Can we hire James T. Harris?
James T. Harris. Vote James T. Harris for
Who's
morning.
That?
Exactly.
God.
He's a black man who works at conservative radio on AM. He deserves the award.
We should give him some love, too.
Yes. But congratulations to you and your morons at your website.
It's conservative.
We love it.
Like there was some sort of committee that put you in there. In fact, all it was somebody turning a station and going, there's one, there's another one. It had nothing to do. You think Phoenix Magazine cares about
Absolutely.
Your show? No.
Yeah.
James they want you to talk about
it. He doesn't
them.
Want your kind of
And
love.
It's not my show.
I know. Yours it's didn't get nominated. And yet everyone with a show did.
This is true.
I'll remember when Holmberg had Ian Campfield win that award in Phoenix
that
Magazine.
That was actually pretty fun.
And he didn't even have a morning show.
He didn't. That was the best part.
They're not paying attention. I hope you guys win, though. Fingers crossed to get more tweets.
More tweets. Nobody's tweeting anymore. Get on with the show. Who's on the
X-ing.
Phone?
Courtney and Jason.
Courtney, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Courtney. Get off your speakerphone. Jason, are you there? Jason. God damn it.
Oh, no.
There's Courtney.
I'm
Jason,
here.
There you are. Ah. Jesus Christ. All right, Courtney, go ahead. Pick a square.
I got to pick Ozzy, of course.
That was a great question. Of course you have to take me.
Ooh, I got
to
pick
Why
Ozzy.
Was she so quick to take you, Ozzy? Do you know this, Courtney?
Quite done, Sharon. Do I know you, Courtney? Have we ever had conjugal relations?
Your music's a little too loud. I can barely hear you, Ozzy.
What music's too loud? Oh, wait a minute. I don't have anything up. I don't understand why she's saying anything's too loud. Oh, that may be all that, or perhaps that. I don't know. There's no reason for music to be too loud. She's just dumb. Everything's turned off.
All right, let's get to your question, Ozzy. At one point, the British Empire covered almost one-third of global land. Is that true or false?
At one third, the British Empire covered almost the entire globe, then.
Like
what?
You said that way fast, which is very surprising.
I'll say that's probably true. The Brits owned it all for a little bit.
All right, say true. Do you agree or disagree, Courtney?
I agree. Brits owned everything.
Incorrect. Oh. False. 24% circle
Sorry
gets a square.
That.
Jason, yeah. pick a square.
Courtney had an idea.
Let's go with Furby.
With who?
Furby.
Furby wrote.
Call me Brit. Oh, Freddie. Never mind. Sorry. Oh, you Freddy. Tell me Freddie Roach. I'm a fight commentator, Freddie Roach. He's a trainer of the year 5 times. One of the greatest trainers I've ever do boxing training.
Think you can get a good fight out of Brady?
I could beat up Brady even in
no,
my
no,
current
no,
condition.
You train him.
No.
Come on, you punk.
I said I was a fight coordinator and a trainer. I'm not a miracle worker like Ed Sullivan.
Yeah. All right, here's your question. People in the Middle Ages often drank beer over water because it was considered cleaner. Is that true or false?
Beer is considered cleaner than water. You'd be an idiot. It's a different color.
No. Oh, my God.
I'll say that's false.
All right, he's saying false. Do you agree or disagree, Jason?
I disagree.
Incorrect. Oh, it is false. X gets a square.
I need to listen to me.
Courtney, pick a square.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to do... Why don't we do Brady's Secret Square?
Oh. Hey, there you go. Why don't we do that?
Go ahead, doll.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, you did this to yourself.
Great choice.
All right, if she doesn't get it, she loses. You did this to yourself. If you pick the secret square and you don't know it, you did it to yourself.
Oh, no. Is that how it works?
It's going to be.
It is now.
Give her a couple more clues, Akbar.
It's going to be a wrap.
Okay. Especially now.
Give her the real line.
It's a trap.
She's got to be a smoke show.
You're so hot.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be, he's from Darth Vader.
He's from Darth Vader.
What's his name? I know his name.
Then say it. Out loud.
Five. She's hot.
You're so hot.
Four.
Is it?
I was a mom. Calamari.
She got off the ball late last night.
Now I know Bourbon Street closes late. You know,
she picked her kid up out of that little room in the corner and went home.
Emo.
You don't know if you don't know Admiral Akbar?
I do, but I can never remember his name. It's a trap.
It's a trap. All right, Courtney, we're going to put you on hold there. The game is over.
That's the end of it.
Something for entertainment alone. I'm going to interrupt.
That is amazing.
That just happened.
You know what? I know.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, she's going to kick herself when she realizes it's Admiral Akbar.
She's still not going to figure it out for like at least 2 days.
Courtney, can I ask you another quick question?
Wait a minute, which line was she
on? Courtney's on one.
Okay.
Courtney, what if I changed it to the, what is the color of Jeannie's light brown hair?
Who is light brown hair?
That's exactly.
Oh, my God.
Even better. Even better. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the prettiest listener we've ever had in our life. There's no doubt about it. That is a gorgeous woman.
Got any children, Courtney?
Oh, no. I'll just put it down. Stop
get a
it.
Bread,
no.
Throw it out. Make some bears.
That's how you make bears right there. That is a beautiful lady on line one. Let's not make fun of her anymore. She is. We should all be so lucky to have her in our presence. Wow. God, I hope you guys win that award from Phoenix Magazine.
You know, I was really pulling for Courtney over here to win something.
I got that text this morning where it's like, oh, there they are. You guys put KDKB put together like a big promo thing. It's on your Facebook page.
Okay, calm down. We're not the only ones.
We're not doing it.
KSLX has one as well.
That's pathetic.
And I think you guys are getting one today.
We're not. I'm going to turn. I'm shutting that down right now.
Amy is all about
Amy,
it.
Call her in here.
Hey, shut it down.
Not happening. When they nominate everyone.
KSLX has one. But not as big as theirs.
Ours is big? Let me see.
No, the big picture of Izzy and stuff.
I'll give it to the KSLX guys because they may not know how the city works yet. They've only been here for a little while.
Okay.
Did the Poor Man's Howard Stern show get nominated too?
I got to tell you, I think we should. The alter ego of the show. Like, I think maybe we should be nominated. Don't you think so, Red Robin?
Yum.
And we had the president on it. I mean, that's such an amazing. And it drives me nuts, you guys think that this is a thing.
Phoenix Magazine listed every show.
Not every show.
Look again.
There's like.
Show. Look again.
There's just 27. It's
look
fine.
Again. And you guys are doing backflips, kissing
the
ass.
We love it.
Stop.
It's so nice.
Act like you've been there.
I've never been there. I don't know what you're talking
don't
about.
Spike
I've never
the ball
won anything.
And dance. It's a touchdown. It's what you're supposed to do. God, that's embarrassing.
Not a home run?
And if you guys win it, I swear to God, it's going to be so awful. There'll be meetings.
We're going to have a parade? Another gay
one.
Parade outside?
Oh,
that's
goes,
a good point.
Just here
in Central Phoenix.
Just here in the parking lot?
Just here in the parking lot. We're going to do a bunch of circles in the...
Why doesn't anyone take me seriously? I've been doing this for 23 years in this building, and I tell you what happens, you're like, no, that's not how it works. I know exactly how it works. I know exactly how it works. I've talked to the people who work at these magazines. They put everybody's name up. So we talk about it. There is every nominee is every single show.
I told you.
And you're putting it up there.
Guess who got nominated for Best Morning Show? I think it's awesome.
It's an awesome. All you have to do is go to work.
Bad.
If they
you're
had,
turning into Carrie Lake right now.
No,
your face is
I'm
red.
The right just one. Take... Maybe I am Carrie Lake because I'm right.
Okay. I think it's time to shut it
Vote
down.
Vote for James T. Harris, though.
Vote for James T. Harris, please. He deserves it. Every show in the city. It's not a nomination process. It's if you have a job, you were nominated. They didn't listen to all of them.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Oh, for Christ's sake, socialism. I am Carrie Lake. So,
I know. Look at you.
God, I hope you guys. I hope they send you a letter.
Right. That's soon, so sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way it all
once
should be.
Again,
everyone should.
For
I'm
votes.
Doing an. I'm doing an award for Roofer of the Year. Everyone is nominated. Congratulations. If you put a nail through asphalt, you've been nominated.
Stupid. Cool your jets.
It's okay. You'll be okay.
No.
You're going to come to our celebration party?
I will, and I will pick it like
we're
it's a Palestinian rally.
I'm like, okay, yes. All right, calm
yes,
down.
Yes, I'm
calm
in
down.
On that one.
I will wear, I will have my Israeli flag, and I will fight back to your horrible terroristic ways. I'm against you, baby killers.
Okay, calm down. Baby killers? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just against
it's
you guys.
All
that's,
now.
That's what I saw in the news. That's that you're supposed to say to the people you're mad at.
Wow.
Anyway, that's
just
it.
Don't send the goons
Mo
on us,
and,
okay.
and her award-nominated program going over there. It's not you. I won't give it to you. I'm just saying, settle down. Cool your jets.
Okay.
Calm the
I'm
going to
go
down.
Extra hard on it today.
Everyone was nominated. I ruin it. I ruin it for everybody. That's
you may
why.
As well nominate Dustin.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
exactly.
That's why no one likes when I do this.
Sure.
Is because I ruin it for everybody. I tell you the truth. Like,
yeah, that's not how parties are supposed to go. Nobody did that. Right every now. Party.
Ooh, you guys have celebration balloons all over the building and stuff for being nominated, and all you did was show up.
We just love having fun.
Yeah, it's like being nominated as best
What's
zoo
fun
guest.
About it? What's fun about
everybody at the zoo got nominated.
I don't have to deal with this negativity.
It's not negativity. It's
that's
logic and intelligence.
Texters are like, what are you doing, John? You realize she's part of the participation trophy generation.
Oh, that's true. You guys
yeah.
all get
it. Yeah.
Then be mad if you win.
I guess I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, because if you're a participation ribbon person, nobody should be singled out as the best.
Everyone else.
Everybody should get an award. And
yeah. Bottom line is,
they're going to give it to everybody, Phoenix Magazine.
Let me talk. In other words, f*** you and the station you wrote in on.
Yum! They're up for the best radio station, too.
Of course they are. They all are.
Yeah. We're against KWSS.
We're also
KWSS is in there.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to flip my legs over my head and I'm going to eat my own genitals.
We also got nominated for best grocery store, so
yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Lang Chow's Delicious Groceries was nominated for
best Chinese food.
No, Kong's.
It's such a waste of time.
Brady's Secret Sauce or Brady's Barbecue Sauce got nominated.
Let's not go crazy.
Look, he's excited. Look at that face.
He would have gotten
excited.
Anyway.
What?
I see it in your eyes. You look excited.
Well, you didn't know about it. Otherwise, you would be excited. That's why.
He's thinking about
Wait
it.
Wait a
like,
minute.
Suddenly, these nominations have weight.
All right, we're done. We've eaten up almost all of Larry's show. It's 10:15. Thanks, Mo. Go do your show now.
Fantastic.
I hope you win all the awards. That
Thank
are
you.
Bunko. That's it. We're done. Have yourselves a fantastic Cinco de Mayo, and we'll talk to you guys Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.